Alam and Hamid Aleph is commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah assumes that one is required to recite a Birchas Hanen before eating food. And the Gemara originally thought that this is a din min hatorah, they're derived from the pasuk. The Gemara finally comes to the conclusion it's not based on the pasuk, Ela Svaru. When you get to that line, six lines from the bottom of the Svaru, so that's a question whether that's a Svaru deraisa or a Svaru derabbanan. So we all the Rishonim assume that it's only the Rabbanan, and Bnei Yeshua has his famous comment. Bnei Yeshua is right. He starts off, he's right. The Gemara does say that Svara is a din deraisa, lomeli cross Svara. That point is correct. The only question is this such a compelling Svara that this should be elevated to the level of a din deraisa? Okay. Fine. So the Gemara originally thought it's going to be derived from a pasuk regarding Netta Revai. What's the story of Netta Revai? So the Chumash says in Parshas Kedoshim, Kisavoy al Ha'aretz. All the mitzvahs hatluyas baretz only apply in Eretz. So Kisavoy al Ha'aretz and a titan called Etz Michael. Bar Altam or Losoy. So it says it's a din of Orlo. The first 3 years is a din of Orlo. The Paris are also Bachi Los Vano. So the simple reading of the pasuk and the titan called Etz Michael. Any tree that has any Paris. That's all Pi Pashtas. Is it possible for someone to say that the din of Orla only applies to grapes? How do you read the pasuk to the title of Kalas Mehel? That's Rabbi Kivega says, Storchim Gorlam Rashi. Rashi and Saita says, that's the Rashi that's quoted by the Balamon. Brothers, Rashi and Saita says that according to the opinion in the Gemara, that Kerem Revai, so the din of Orla also only applies to grapes, doesn't apply to any other fruit. So this so difficult, it's against the Chumash. Jack and Rashi say that. How can Rashi say that? The Balamor knows that there's something fishy with the Rashi, and he says, you go tell you, look at Rashi and cite the Rashi says. And the Balamor didn't realize that it's Lainitan the Hayom, it's a Pella. Okay, so we'll assume like Rabbi Kivega. Okay. We're closer to Rabbi Kivega in time, so we think more like Rabbi Kivega. The Rishonim is so far away, it's hard for us to put ourselves into Rashi's mind and to figure out how in the world did he read the Pshat and the Pasuk. So let's assume like Rabbi Kivega, that the din of Orla, the first 3 years, the Peros are Asa Bachil Banon. That applies to any tree. The din of Revai, the fourth year, that's a machloikis hatanoim in the Gemara. That's a machloikis hatanoim. Who is it? Reb Chiya, Reb Shimon bar Reb Tanoim, Amaroi, whatever. First generation of Amaroi. Machloikis doesn't make too much of a difference. But Reb Tanoim, Amaroi. Okay. So they were both Talmidim of Reb Yudan Asa. So they have a machloikis with the Kerem Revai on that. Okay. Why should anybody all of a sudden have such an ein fad that it should only apply? Why should the Revai only apply to grapes? If you open up a Chumash in Parshas Kedoshim, what does it say? Kisavoy la tzana taitim kol eitz machal. So the first 3 years is also bachi labano. Then it says the fourth year, called period kodesh yidulim lashem. So how did anybody get such a bug in his head that the din of Revai should be different from the din of Orla? Nechateisa, where did they even begin to have a havamina? So the Gemara says, in Saita where? Because it's a din of Muhammad. There's an institution of Muhammad. There are two kinds of Muhammad. There's Muhammad's mitzvah, there's Muhammad's Roshus. So the Pasuk says that if you have a Muhammad's Roshus, there are certain people who are Choyzer Meyorche HaMuhammad. There are certain people who are not drifted in. They're not drifted in the army. They're drifted into the army. And then the Mashiach Muhammad recites the Parsha to all of the soldiers, and then those who are exempt go home. So those who are exempt are mihu isha she'eris isha v'lo l'kocha, mihu isha shabana bais v'lo chanocha, mihu ish asha not a kerem v'lo chilolo. How do you translate not a kerem v'lo chilolo? He didn't know the opinion that they revived. But it says not a kerem. It doesn't say not a eitz. Here it says kisavaya horetz unataitem kol eitz meichel bar altam ar losa. It says Orla applies to Kol Eitz Michael, any tree that's a fruit-bearing tree. If it's an inland tzrak, there's no din of Orla. Orla is only knowing on the peris, not on the wood. The wood of the Orla tree is mutabano. Only the peris are rosa. So if it's an inland tzrak, there are no peris. So it has to be Kol Eitz Michael. Okay? So the din of Orla says Kol Eitz Michael applies to any tree. Then the din of Revai says over there, by the Chosim Miracham Al-Khaman says, Mihu Eishu Shonata Kerem V'lo Chilolo. If he planted a vineyard, the first 4 years he's potter from going in the army. First 4 years. The first 3 years it's Orla, and the fourth year he does chilul. He does the pinyon at the Revai. So, mihu isha shanata kerem v'lo chilul al-yelach v'yashuv le-beisa. He's potter from the army. So there would appear that the din of Revai only applies to kerem. So you can say, it's lav dafke. Here it says kolaitz meichel. There it says kerem is a dugma. That's an example. Hu adinami, it applies to all the parents also. But at least he begins, the Gemara in Saita explains the parak Mashalch Machama, the whole parak about the dinam of Machama. The Gemara explains where the issue gets off the ground. Where did the Tana get the yain fall in the first place? That the din of Ravai should be split off from the din of Arlo, that the Ravai should only apply to Kerem. So that's the mocker for the Machlekes HaTana. So one Tana is of the opinion that net the Ravai is labdavke. When it says in the Chumash, not the Kerem, but Achilalo is labdavke Kerem with the vineyard, with grapes. Kerem is a dugma, it applies to Kolaitz Machel, the same as Arlo. And the other opinion in the other opinion, Amarayim, Tanayim, whatever it is that it's Dafke Kerem Ravai. The din of Ravai is different from the din of Arla. The din of Ravai only applies to grapes, and the din of Arla applies to all trees. That's the Machlokes. Yeah. Taisus in Kiddushin is bothered with the Kasha. The first daf in Kiddushin, that base on the base, is a big Taisus discusses the topic. The Taisus raises an issue here on the side, on the margin of our Taisus, on Lamed Hem and Aleph, Ulaman Detani Kerem Ravai. So on the margin, they tell you, I hate the Taisus Kiddushin based on the base. So I followed the instructions. I looked Hate. I didn't follow. I didn't read Hate. I just read superficially the base. So the Taisus there is bothered with a kasha. How can there be a machloikis hatanoim where the Kerem Ravai and Netta Ravai? There are Mishnais Beferish that talk about Ravai by Esro. Esro is not grapes. Esro is clearly not grapes. There are Mishnais that talk about Ravai by other fruit-bearing trees, not only by grapes. How can it be an opinion that that it doesn't exist, that net the Ravai doesn't exist, it's only Kerem Ravai? So Tosis has two answers. So one answer they say is, the whole Machlekes over here is only Machlekes on the level of Deraisa. What does it say in Chumash? But Halacha L'maisa mid the Rabbana, they all agree that the din of Ravai applies to all fruit-bearing trees. That's one opinion. Our Taisus doesn't hold like that. We'll show it in a minute. And the other opinion in Taisus is no. The one who insists Kerem Ravai admits that there are Tanoim who hold Netta Ravai. There are Mishnais all over the place. There are Mishnais all over the place that say explicitly that the din of Ravai applies to all fruit-bearing trees. Their Machlekes says, how do we pass on Halacha L'maisa? Not that every single Mishnah where it says Netta Ravai, he says you got to cross it out and replace it with the word Kerem Ravai. No, he agrees that they're right Tanoim. They both say there's a Machlekes HaTanoim. There's a Machlekes HaTanoim on the topic. And the Machlekes HaMaraim is which Tana's opinion should be accepted. Should we paskan Halacha L'maisa Kerem Ravai? And we should not accept those Mishnais about Esrig and the other Mishnais. Or should we paskan Net the Ravai that just like Orla applies to all the fruit bearing trees, so the Ravai should apply to all. What's the difference Halacha L'maisa? Taisus there, he asks. Between the two answers that they gave to answer the kasha, Taisus writes in Kiddushin that base on base. The difference lalach is what about as far as we're concerned in Chutzlartz? We have a rule in the Gemara on the next daf. That's what Taisus quotes in the name of the Shiltas. Ben Yoina says there is no such rule, but Taisus quotes in the name of the Shiltas that it says on the next daf that we have a rule. About 10 lines from the bottom of Lamed Vavim. Alav kol ha-mekel ba'aretz, alav ha-kemosa b'chutz l'aretz. If you want to find it, so you look in the right-hand margin, it says opposite that Gemara, Shabbos kuf lamed tes amad al. Ben Yonah didn't have a Masoros HaShas. So the Vilna Goyen chapped him with Astira from that Gemara. The Vilna Goyen didn't have a Masoros HaShas either, but he knew it by heart. But he chapped the Ben Yonah, and the Gemara Shabbos against. The Gemara says here, there's a discussion about a certain aspect of Orlo. How much of the fruit is also? I have a tree, and it's within the first 3 years. And there's a shaila, how much? We'll have to learn the Gemara. Only the pre, Baraton Losa Espirio, Sholoshan Marevin Yelachem, the Paris are Rosa Bachil Bahno. The eights, the wood of the tree, is Mutta Bahno. So the question is, what part of the tree, everything that's edible on the tree, is considered pre? Or maybe only part of it is called pre, and other parts are not called pre. So the Gemara is going to have a whole machlokes hatanoim. So the Gemara says, regarding that machlokes hatanoim, how much of the fruit, how much of the edible part of the fruit has a status of pre, and how much of it has a status of eitz, how much is included in these soil, how much not? So that machlokes tanoim, most of the tanoim lived in Eretz Yisrael. Almost all the tanoim that we know Some of them lived in Chutz. Most of the Tanaim lived in Eretz Yisrael. So their machlekes only was in Eretz Yisrael. Chutz Laretz, true, there is a din. Orla b'chutz Laretz is Asa. Well, we have a kula kala. Mekel Baretz halacha kamasa b'chutz Laretz. When it comes to Orla b'chutz Laretz, whenever there's a machlekes in Eretz Yisrael, even if the accepted opinion is the machmer opinion, but when it comes to Chutz Laretz, we're mekel. We're mekel on any Sufik called the hoof. Even though it's Yochid Keneged Rabin, and that's not called the Salut, so we have a rule, Sufik the Rabbanu Lakula. Sufik the Rabbanu Lakula applies, let's say you have a machlekes and it's equal, it's 50-50. What if you have a machlekes, 85% of the Chachamim hold one way, and 15% hold the other way, and my local Orthodox rabbi is not one of the opinions. If my rabbi has an opinion, so I follow my rabbi, if he's entitled to express an opinion. Okay. Not all the rabbis are entitled to express an opinion. So if my local Orthodox rabbi, my rabbi is Beis Shammai, Bisil, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua. So if my rabbi says mutter is mutter, sure. I don't have to worry about the fact that 99% of the rabbis say also. My rabbi says mutter is mutter. The Gemara says, they used to eat b'sarayf b'cholov because he held that it's mutter. There's no Issa d'Oraisa, there's no Issa d'Rabbanan, not chicken cooked in milk. So in his community, even years after he died, the Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos that they ate b'sarayf b'cholov. Or in the city where Rabbi Lezer was the rabbi, so they used to be Michal Shabbos, manufacture a knife whenever a bris would take place on Shabbos and Bilu Bismana. They used to manufacture the knife on Shabbos to show how Chaviv, the mitzvah mila, is that it's Deicha Shabbos even for the Machshirei mila. We hold that Yechayiv Koris, Yechayiv Misen. If you manufacture a knife, Machshirei mila, not Deicha Shabbos. But Rabbi Lezer was entitled to his opinion, and in his community they followed his opinion even years after he passed away. That's the Mardasa, so they followed his sheet. But let's say there's a machlekes, and my local Orthodox rabbi is not doesn't express his opinion. And some machlekes, 85% say osa and 15% say mutter. And the whole issue was only an issue of the Rabban. So they say, well, it's a sveik of the Rabban l'kula. There's not a sveik of the Rabban l'kula. Morris says the rule, kol machim shatamotzi, yochid meikol verabi machmirim. Halacha achar harabim, even by a din de rabbana. Only in avelus we say halacha gedira mekel ba'avil. Even those aspects of avelus that are deraisa, Tosis writes in Erevin, even those aspects of avelus, Tosis' opinion is that all of avelus is only with the rabbana, even avelus yom rishon. But Tosis is aware that the Gaonim's opinion was that avelus yom rishon is deraisa. The Tosis in Erevin quotes from the Gaonim that even Avelus Yom Rishon, which is deraisa, you still say halachic dira mekel ba'avil. So separate din. And here also, even if Orlo b'chutz Loretz is deraisa, you still say halachic dira mekel ba'orlo. Kol ha-mekel baris halachic kamasa b'chutz Loretz. Even Yochid keneged Rabbim. The Rabbim ha-machmer, the Yochid is mekel. That's called the Sufik Koldehu. That's the Loshon Haran. The Ran on the Rif at the end of the first parak in Kiddushin writes, that's where the Gemara discusses Orlo b'chutz Loretz. All the mitzvahs of Tzadkiyas Ba'aretz only apply in Eretz Yisrael, with the exception, one of the two exceptions is Arlo. So the Gemara has a machlokes Amarayim, whether Arlo b'chutz la'aretz is halacha l'moshe b'sinai, or it's only the Rabbanim. So the Gemara says, but however you understand, whether Arlo b'chutz la'aretz is halacha l'moshe b'sinai, the Raisa in other words, or the Rabbanim, still the rule will be that Safek Arlo b'chutz la'aretz is mutter. And still the din will be that kol ha-mekel baretz halacha gemasa b'chutz la'aretz. And if you have a machlokes yochid ve-rabim, and the rabim ha-machmen, the yochid is mekel, that's also considered a safek kol dehu. And the safek kol dehu is sufficient to be mekel on avelus, halacha dehu ha-mekel ba'avel, even yochid keneged rabim, and it's sufficient to be mekel in the area of arlo b'chutz la'aretz, and a whole bunch of other, around six different dinim. It's sufficient, the safek kol dehu is sufficient to pass the makula in certain cases. So the Gemara says, sounds like it's a universal rule. Kol ha-mekel baretz halacha gemasa b'chutz la'aretz. That's how, on tenth line from the bottom of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. So that's what Tosis quotes over here from the Shiltas. Tosis on Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, or the man that taught in Kerem Havai, and Tosis in Kiddushin, that based on the base, quotes from the Shiltas, that the since in Eretz Yisrael there is a machlekes hatanaim regarding Revai, Orla will assume not like Rashi, in the Balamar. We'll assume Orla applies to all trees. But there's a machlekes regarding revai, whether it applies only to grapes or it applies to all fruits. So even though we should paskin in Eretz Yisrael, neta revai, you see they have the tzion on the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, they have it on the tiny letter hey in brackets. They have on neta revai, we paskin that the revai applies to all trees, not restricted only to grapes. But in chutz la'aretz, since Arla B'chutz L'Arts is not in Chumash, Arla B'chutz L'Arts either the Rabban HaHalacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. So since regarding Revai, there's a machlokes whether it's restricted only to grapes or it applies even to other trees, so in Chutz L'Arts we would be Mekel. That's what Tosis quotes B'Shem HaSheiltas. When this is quoted in Yerudeya, it says it's in Reish Tzadik Dalet. In Yerudeya it's in Reish Tzadik Dalet. They quote this from the Shiltas. Tosis B'Shem HaSheiltas. So Rabbi Kiveger on the bottom of the page adds on, if you look in the Gemara in Saita adds on some more. It's only called the Kerem. The Kerem Alachilo, Yelach B'Yoshev Lebesa, the Chosim Yerucham Elchama. So it's only called the Kerem if you have five vines. If you only planted four vines or less, that's not called the Kerem. You have to have a minimum of five. They have to be planted in a certain formation. Zu Keneged Zu, like four in a square, and the fifth one on the bottom or on the top, on the side somewhere. And if you don't have five vines planted in such a formation, then you don't even have Revai Noeg on vines in Chutz L'Arts. We're only Machmer on grapes in Chutz L'Arts, Revai on vines if it's Chomish Netiyos, if they're planted in that specific formation. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eger adds on the bottom of the page in Yerudeya. He adds that on based on the Gemara in Soitam Perik Moshuach Mochama by the Chosim Yachah Mochama. They don't, the whole source to get such an einfall to say that Revai should be restricted only to Kerem is based on the pasuk by the Chosim Yachah Mochama. Mihu Yishu Shanot Tekerem V'Lachilo. So the Gemara says regarding not Tekerem V'Lachilo that you have to have Chomish Netiyos, a minimum of five, otherwise not called a Kerem. So Taisus writes in Kiddushin that this suggestion, this idea that the Shilta says Halacha L'Maisa, the Kolamekol Bartz, Halacha Gemosa B'chutz L'Arts, is only Nitan the Hayomer if you assume that the Machlekes Reb Chiya against Reb Shimon Barebi is a Machlekes Halacha L'Maisa. That there is a Machlekes HaTanoim and it's a Machlekes HaMaraim, which opinion should we accept? Everybody knows there are Tanoim who think that Revai even applies to Neta Revai. And everybody knows that there's a Tana who restricts it only to Kerem, and the Machlekes is, which opinion should we accept? So since there are those who say that we, even in Eretz Yisrael, we restrict the Dina Revai to grapes, Davke to Chomish Netiyos, to five grape vines, so Kol HaMekol Bartz, Halach HaGemosa B'chutz L'Arts. But if one would have adopted Tosfos writes in Kedushin, one would have adopted the other idea, that what the Tosfos asked the Kasha, what do you do? There are Mishnayos all over the place that say that Revai is noyig on an Esrik tree, Revai is noyig on other trees also, not only on Kerem. How can he wipe away all the Mishnayos? If you would say the other answer, that the Machlokes HaMaraim is only on the level of the Raisa, but Halacha L'Maisa, bottom line, Midrabban on the Din of Revai applies to all trees, so then how can you say Kol HaMekol Bartz, Halacha G'mosa B'chutz L'Arts? So bottom line, the Din of Revai does apply to all trees. There is no Machlokes. They just argue, is it the Raisa or is it the Rabban? So that's what Tosfos writes, that this Chiddush of the Shiltas, that you say Kol HaMekol Bartz, Halacha G'mosa B'chutz L'Arts is only Nitan the Hayomer, if one assumes that there's a machlekes hatanaim and a machlekes amaraim, halacha lemaise, and the one who says kerem holds, even with the rabbanon, there is no din of revai on any other fruit tree. But if you're going to say that with the rabbanon, they all agree that revai applies even to all other trees. So how can you say kala mekel bartz? Even that tana is not mekel in Eretz Yisrael. It's only mekel on the level of the raisa. But bottom line, with the rabbanon, he agrees that there's a din of revai. Sure.
Right,
the Orphan and not necessarily. The third is revived by everything. But the third is said, if it's a vineyard, you don't
want the army. Because of maybe a
vineyard is more partial, whatever it is. It's not. It's wrong.
Tanya
against Rabbi Kiveger. Just because of it, they need five. The third sense, though. Yeah. It's room to dingzach. Okay, good. So according to the opinion that it's only Kerem, that the din of Revai only applies to Kerem. So where did they get that idea from? So the Gemara says that they got it from the Pesukim from Chozim Yerucham Elchama. Yeah, but what do you do over here? But the simple reading of the Parsha of Arlo, in Parsha's Kedoshim, it says, when a Taitim Kola it's Michael, then it says the fourth year you have the din of Revai. So the Gemara says there must be some mocker to understand here in this parsha and Parsha's Kedoshim also that it should be restricted. Otherwise, we would probably assume that that's lavdavke, that's just a dugma. So what's the mocker in this parasha? So that's what the Gemara has two suggestions, and I don't. So one suggestion is that it's a gzera shava tvua tvua. It says the first 3 years, it says in the Chumash, first 3 years the parents are orally and not allowed to eat. Osa b'achila, osa b'ano. I can't sell it to a nachra either. Can't feed it to behemoths. Osa b'ano. The fourth year has a din, you have to bring it to Rishalayim or be paid it, fine. And then if you'll follow these dinim, then you'll be blessed. Lahasu lachem tvuasa. So the pasuk uses the expression tvuasa. And then there's another pasuk in Dvarim where it says a tvuas hakorim. So the word tvua appears in Chumash in connection with Kerem. So one suggestion is made, Rebbe Yoimer. Rebbe makes a suggestion, maybe if you'll hold that the din only applies. Who's the one that Machlokes was Rebbe, Reb Chia, Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe? They're both students of Rebbe. Doesn't necessarily mean that the son follows the father. Could be that the student follows the father. Could be that Reb Chia follows Rebbe more so than Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe. So a lot of times the children like to rebel. They like to follow the Rebbe sheep. They don't want to follow their fathers. So a lot of times Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe doesn't necessarily have to agree with his father. So what? Whatever it is, one of them says like Rebbe, one of the Talmidim of Rebbe says like Rebbe, that the din of Revai only applies to vine, to grapes, and there's a mocha here in the Parsha in Kedoshim, not just from the Pasuk in Chumash Dvarim. Mihu isha shanot tekeren v'lachila. You have to have some mocha here. So the mocha here is Tvua Tvua, Agderu Shavu Tvua Tvua. And the other opinion is not based on Tvua Tvua. It's rather based on the Pasuk of Bashana HaRaviyis, Yikal Piriya Kodesh Hilulim Lashem, that the din of Revai, Bashana HaRaviyis, Yikal Piriya Kodesh Hilulim Lashem, the Paris only are holy if the Hilulim, if it's such Paris, that you would recite Shira. Enamim Shira Ela Al Hayayin. You only say Shira in conjunction with Yayin. What kind of a din is that? So these, the Gemara said, these are the two Makairis and the Parshin Kedoshim. The thing that brought this to the attention of the Tanoim was the Pasuk in Chumash Dvar, Mihu Ishu Shanata Kamal Achillo. But that's not enough. So you have to have a Mokar in this Parsha to tell you that you're restricting the application of the din of Revai. So it's a Machlokes if one should assume. We pass in the other way. We pass in Netta Revai. So we don't hold from either the Droshes. But if one were to have accepted the opinion of Kerem Revai, so there's either one drasha or another, either A or B. Either it's from the Pasuk Kodesh Hilulim Lashem, that the Paris are only Kodesh in the fourth year, if it's such a type of a pre that you recite halal over it, they don't Einamim Shira Elalayayin, so that's only on grapes, or it's based on Gzera Shabbat of Tvua Tvua. Yeah. What kind of a din is that? Einamim Shira Elalayayin. So this morning there was a bris in the Beis Medrash, and Rabbi Simon said the bracha over a cup of wine. Shekidish, you did me better. So the Beis Yosef in Hilchas Mila quotes a Tshuva Sarashba, Ein Amim Shira El Alayayin. That's not really what it means. That's a Melitza. The Rashba said a Melitza. Ein Amim Shira El Alayayin doesn't mean that I'm drinking the wine. It means I'm giving the wine as a gift to the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's the Mokker from Shoftim. V'atayim Elohem Hagef and Hachadalti Es Tiroshi Am Sameach Alekim V'Anoshim. Im Anoshim Es Sameach, Rabbi Simon drank the wine and he got cheerful. How does the wine, what the Rebbeinu Shalom gets drunk when he drinks wine? Elikim b'mem mesameach. And Mara says, no, because we recite Shira when we pour wine on the Mizbeach. Yeah, but it doesn't go on wine that I'm drinking. So that's a melitza that the Rashba has. That's a melitza. So what does it really go on? It goes on the Nisach HaYayin. You only recite Shira in connection with Nisach HaYayin. Gemara says in Erechin, it's only Nisach HaYayin of a Korban Sibur, in conjunction with a Korban Sibur, not a Korban Yochid. A Yochid brings a Korban and he has to bring Mechasim in his Geyim, so that you don't say Shira, only on Korban Sibur. The Gemara there in Erechin, though, also says, in Erechin Daf Yud Aleph, if you look up all the Marmakonis, you can sound like a big bucket. Masoros HaShas was a big bucket. Rav Soloveitchik always used to be in the spoil of the Ramban and the Malkamis. When he gives a whole shot, so he pulls in a Gemara Chulin, a Gemara Erevin, a Gemara, and he says, wow, he knew Ganshas, and he didn't have a Masoros HaShas. And he strings together Gemaras, he often strings together Gemaras, See, over here, the Masoras HaShas only gives you cross references, but the exact same line appears. Eidam Shir El Alaya. So that line appears in Erech and Yud Aleph and Amar Aleph and Yud Beis Amar Aleph. Ramban will give you a list of Mamre Koimus where the Gemara has three terutzim and akasha. The first teretz is the Rabbacha Barava, the second teretz is Ravina, and the third teretz is Ravashi. So how many places in Shas do you have akasha with three terutzim in that order? So he'll tell you like a computer, like you're pushing a button on a computer. He shoots out all the Mamre Koimus. And I'm not there. We don't even yet have a Masar HaShas and that kind of Mamre Koimus. Anyway, so here the Gemara says in Erechin, on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara in Erechin quotes a Mishnah in Bikur. The Bikurim is Tu'unim Shira. In addition to reciting Arami Abadavi, that's what we call Mikra Bikurim, the farmer would, when he was marching to Yerushalayim, when he comes into Yerushalayim, they would recite certain prokim in Tehillim. Aramim Hashem Kidi Lisani was one of the prokim. I think that's the one that Rashi mentions there. That's the one that Rashi mentions in Erech and Daf Yud Aleph and Menon. You've got to look in Mishnah's Bikurim, Pergim on Mishnah Dal. So Bikurim is Tehunim Shira. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Shira El Alayayin. So how do you recite Shira? This has nothing to do with Yayin. So the Gemara says, you only recite Shira if you bring Bikurim from wine. That's what we mentioned when we were learning Brachas last Sunday. I don't know, whenever it was. That the Bikurim, in a basis ratios, pre-hadam, you have to bring a pre. Can you squeeze out the juice? So the Gemara says, no, you can't squeeze out the juice. Machlekes Rav Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rav Lezer says, Amashkem Ayotim, all the pairs have the status of the pre. And we don't pass like Rav Lezer, we pass like Rabbi Yeshua. That only Amashkem Ayotim and Azesim and Anovim. So if you have wine, then you can bring Bikurim and a bottle of wine. That's the Pashup Shot. Pashup Shot. Maybe Rashi doesn't exactly all like that, but that's the Pashup Shot in the Gemara. So the Gemara says the only time Bikurim Atunim Shira is if the farmer is bringing a bottle of wine. So the question is, but what does that got to? Who's going to drink the wine? You don't pour it on the Mizbeach. The whole idea of Eina Mishira Lalayayin is based on the Pasuk in Shoftim. When a human being drinks the wine, he gets happy. So the answer is because we recite Shira. So that's when you're pouring the wine on the Mizbech, you're giving a matana to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a korban, nisachayai. But if you're giving the wine to the Kohanim, that they should drink it. So what has it got to do with Einam Shira Lalayai? So the Gemara is just saying a Melitza. No, the Gemara is restricting a din. The Gemara says the din, that Bikurim Atunim Shira only applies to Yayin. So what does it have to do with this din? That's what the Rishonim say, that Bikurim is a form of a korban. Bikurim is one of the 24 Matan Sekuna. Most of the Matan Sekuna are not korbanos. Let's say B'chor Behema Torah is a korban. Chazav V'Shoik of the Shlamim is a korban. Many of the Matan Sekuna have nothing to do with korbanos. Zrol HaChayayim V'Akeva, Reishis HaGez, Pidyon HaDem, has nothing to do with korbanos. So the Shaila is, what's with this Bikurim? Bikurim you have to bring to the Beis HaMikdash, and you recite Arami Avodah, you do Hanoch, you put it on the floor, then you give it to the Kohanim, the Kohanim eat it in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara has a lashon regarding Chatos. The Gemara comments based on a pasuk, the Kohanim Oichlam Abaylam is Kaprin. The Kohanim eat the Psara Chatos, but that's considered like, in a certain sense, like Hechilis Mizbeach. Like Haktoras Emurim on the Mizbeach as part of the Kapara. So too, when the Kohanim eat the Chatos, that's also a Balam Miskaprim. That's part of the carbon. So here also, the Gemara seems, the Gemara in Erech and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph seems to be assuming that the Bikurim is brought to the Beis HaMikdosh, you do Hanocha on the floor, you do Knufa on the Beis HaMikdosh, you do Hanocha on the floor, because it's a form of a carbon. Usually in a carbon, you put something on the Mizbeach. You do Zrikas Adam, you do Haktar Seymur, you do something. Here, you just put it on the floor, you do Knufa, you do Hanocha v'hinachta lefnei Hashem kechbun on the floor. Then the Kohanim take the whole thing and they eat it at home. But it starts off as a carbon. It's considered a carbon. So that's what the Gemara says. It's as if Kohanim Eichelim Abad Meskam, as if the Achilos Kohanim were in a certain sense an Achilos HaMizbeach. Right? He can sell the Bikurim and take the money, but still has to be eaten by some other Kohen, the Kedusha V'Tahara Yerushalayim. Yeah. It's Mama Bailam in that sense. It's not Mama Gavoya. We assume all Karbonas are Mama Gavoya. So this is not Mama Gavoya. Yeah. But Lord, that's what you see from the Gemara in Erech and Daf Yiralf. Otherwise, you don't understand what does the Gemara apply. It's not just a Melitza like the Rashba said, a Melitza that you say the Brocha Shekidah she did mitbet and over a cup of wine. Some say on Pesach night that when you recite Hallel, half of the Hallel, part of the Hallel is recited before the meal, and the bulk of the Hallel is recited after the meal on Pesach night. So some Rishonim use such a lashon. So one should hold a cup of wine the whole time. It's a long time. One should hold. Shlomo Kalbach would be singing the Hallel and take a very long time. So you gotta hold the cup of wine the whole time. The Gemara has a discussion later in the next parak. The din is he's supposed to hold, if you're a right, he's supposed to hold a cup of wine in your right hand. So the Gemara has a shaila, what if you hold it in your right hand? Small maushe to sayeya. Let's say I'm holding the cup of wine in my right hand, and I'm afraid, I'm nervous, I'm going to spill it, so I want to hold the cup like this. So is that permissible? So it's an ibaidol shita, and we're machmer on that. Such a big chumen. So Tyson says, what's the problem? What is he so nervous about? What is he afraid he's going to drop? What is he afraid he's going to spill the wine? So Taisa says he's talking about Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, the longest benching. Yeah, you got to say such the longest benching. They should have said Pesach night. Should have said Pesach night. He has to hold the cup. So you see that Taisa didn't hold the cup of wine on Pesach night. They say the longest time you have to hold a cup of wine is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. That's the longest benching. Okay. But others are medactic that they want to hold the cup of wine when they recite the first half of Hallel, they hold the second cup of wine. They recite the second half of Hallel, they hold the fourth cup of wine. The third cup of wine, we recite Birchas HaMazon. So some say, yeah, but that's Ein Amim Shira El Alayayin, that's like the Rashbos Shira El Alayayin. That's a Melitza, but the real din in the Gemara is only on Korbanos, when it's HaMesameach HaLekim V'Anoshim. HaMesameach HaLekim. So the Gemara is assuming that Bikurim is in a certain sense a type of a korban. The Rishonim have it like that. Bikurim is a certain type of a korban. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole essay about this in his Sefer Asma Deraisa. With respect to which dinim do we treat Bikurim as korbanos, and with respect to which dinim do we just treat it like a plain matnas kuna? With respect to some dinim, we treat it like korbanos. Anybody know what the Shiltas is? The Shiltas is a Sefer that was written by Rabbi Choy. He lived in the days of the Gaonim. I think he himself was not a Goyim. He lived. Goyim means Rosh Yeshiva's Gon Yankov, the official fundraiser for the Yeshiva. He was not the official fundraiser. He was not the president. He was a Rebbe. Yeah. He wasn't the Rosh HaYeshiva. So the Shiltas wrote a Sefer Halacha L'Maaseh. So he tells you how Shiltas lived in Bavel. They lived in Chutzlot. He writes a Sefer Halacha L'Maaseh. How do you deal with Revai in Bavel? So he says, "Kolamekel b'arutz halacha k'masa b'chutz l'arutz, we're machmer on grapes, and we're mekel on all other fruits." And what do you do with it? So what are you going to do with the revai? You have revai on grapevine. What are you going to do with it? So go bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it. B'kedusha v'tahara. There is no Yerushalayim. There's a mask. He knew. There's no. The Yerushalayim is b'chabana. There's no. You can't eat ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim if you don't have a mizbeach banui. So you can't eat neter of it. So what are you going to do with it? So you have to be paid it. So he tells you in one easy lesson how to be paid it. You take a shavah pruta and you pay the thousands of dollars worth of neter of it. You pay the everything on a shavah pruta. Yeah. So we discussed this last week. I think. Did we discuss it? Sunday. How does he come off to say, why don't you have to give tens of thousands of dollars? How does he know that you only give a shavah pruta? So the Vilna Gaon explained, what's the mocker? The mocker is, by Hegdash, there's such a din. Hegdash shavah manu, shechil al shavah pruta mechulot, that's a Gemara in Bava Metzia. In Perek HaZov, there's a din of Aynor. The second half of Perek HaZov talks about Aynor. If Kisimker minkal amisach al-kal amisach al-tonu ish yosof. If I sell you something, I'm not allowed to overcharge, or you're not allowed to underpay if you cheat me. Sometimes the customer cheats the moicher. That was a very common practice. Someone would die and had a tremendous library, and a moichah svarim would come to be menachem avil, and he said, "I'll give you $500 for all the svarim. The svarim is worth $25,000, $100,000. He'd give $5,000, $500, and I'm sure no, you're not allowed to do that. You should tell him. I think the svarim are worth much more, but it's a pain in the neck for you to go sell it. And if you want, I'll be happy to buy." So tell him, Fudge. You have to tell him it's worth $100,000. Tell him I think it's worth a lot more. Got to say something. But you can't say, just I'll pay you $500 and buy all the stones. That's ma'am shayno. The chumash has the din of ano applies on the merch and applies on the laker. So sometimes the din is that you violated the prohibition of ano, but there's no penalty. Sometimes there's a penalty, different kinds of penalties. So sometimes if it's yes and mishtus, it's batel mekach. The one who got cheated has a right to back out from the whole deal. If the Moichah Svarim gives the children, he gives them $500, and the library is worth $100,000, so that's, yes, a mishtus is batel nekach. So the Gemara says, but in Hekdash is not so. Hekdash shav emanu, shechil lo shav puta. I give one puta, and the Hekdash is worth $100,000, so b'diyeved, the kinyan is chal, the pinyan is chal, the chatchila. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to cheat Hekdash, but b'diyeved, the pinyan is chal, and that's based on the principle that eino no ala karkot, the din of Ainoa doesn't apply to Hekdesh. So how do Tosfos have the Ruach HaKodesh to know that Ainoa no ala Hekdesh carries over the Kerem Revai? The Shiltas. They got it from the Shiltas. How do the Shiltas have the Ruach HaKodesh to know? So the Vilna Gaon says, the answer is because the Gemara has a Machlokes in Kiddush in the end of the second parak, where the Ma'aseh Sheni, Mamon Gavaya, Ma'aseh Sheni, Mamon Bailam, we pass Mamon Gavaya. So since we pass Mamon Gavaya, it means that it's like Hekdesh. They treat it like Hekdesh. So that's a din of Eino Anu Ala Hekdesh. That's the mock of the Tosfos. So this man that the Beis HaMikdash was Bibinyanai, and if you're going to be paid, then the Maaseh Sheni Neter Revai Anu Shavakut, you're going to be cheating the institution of Neter Revai. You should have really brought $100,000 to Yerushalayim. You can't eat so much, you'll plot, so give it out to Aniyim. Give all the money to other people who can. Give it to your relatives, to your friends, to Aniyim, whatever. But Bizman is there, what are you going to do after you're going to be paid? You're going to destroy Shochko Matila Lenoha, you're going to destroy the Pruto, you're going to throw it away. So Hekdesh is not going to gain anything over here. The Neter Revai, the institution of Maaseh Sheni Neter Revai is not going to gain anything. So the Gemara says in the end of Erech, and that Bizman is there, that's Mutar even Lachatchila, to cheat the Hekdesh. Bizman that is stated the Hekdesh is Sasa Lachatchila, it's only B'diyebid it's Chal, Hekdesh Abadman Shechel Al-Shavakut. And as long as that, you're not cheating Hekdesh. There's no pesed in Hekdesh. It's mutar even hatchil. That's the marker of the shiltas. Fine. That's what the Bir Agro writes. And the Netziv writes in his commentary in Simen Kuf on this shiltas. The Netziv writes over there, Dibi Hagro Ein Tzich Mechizuk. Vilna Gaon says so. We don't have to go any further. What the Gaon says is itself a marker, but he says it just so happens that it's explicit in the Talmud Yerushalmi. So the Vilna Gaon didn't quote it, but it's enough in the Yerushalmi. That this issue, whether Hekdesh Avman and Shechil al-Shavakut HaMechulo carries over to Maaseh Sheni Neter Revai, that it depends on the issue of Bama Gavoya Mama Bailu. But the Yerushalmi says Beferish like that. That's where the Vilna Gaon got it from. He didn't make it up on his own. That's what the Netziv points out. Libra Agro Einu Tzich V'Chizuk, but it just so happens that over here it's enough in the Yerushalmi. So here, the Achreinim are bothered with three kashas. The Shiltis is a Sefer Psak. He's telling him one easy lesson, how do you deal with the Neter Revai? So he made three mistakes when he says over the din. First mistake is Rabbi Kivegis Kasha. He says, you mechal al ha-shova pruto. What do you mean mechal al ha-shova pruto? You have to be poid on a pruto. The din is that the shova kesef ki kesef is in kol ha-tara kulo, except for three cases. The Gemara says one of the three cases is pidya Maaseh Sheni. So pidya Maaseh Sheni Neter Revai, the same din, say ni dafke pruto. So what is Tosfos' quote that it's a shavu pruta? That's one kasha. The second kasha is that when you pay your own Maaseh Sheni, you have to be Maaseh Chaimish. When you pay to someone else's Maaseh Sheni, you don't have to be Maaseh Chaimish. So he should have said, Hu b'chum shemuchul ol ala pruta. That's the common nusach that everybody says today. This year is a Maaseh Oni year, so there is no Maaseh Sheni. But last year, the first year, the second year, the fourth year, the fifth year is a Maaseh Sheni year. So when you have Maaseh Sheni, so you're supposed to be poda, so the hatchili is supposed to be most of chomesh. If you poda, you're wrong. So you're supposed to add on 1/5 of whatever you're giving for Karen. If you give $100 for Karen, so you got to give $125. $25 is the chomesh. So if you want to get away with giving one pruto, so you have to say, you have to declare that the Maisish, I'm only going to give 4/5 of a pruto for Karen, and I'm going to give the extra 1/5 of a pruto, in other words, 25% of 4/5 of a pruto, I'm going to give 1/5 of a pruto for Chamish. I say, that's the standard nusach that everybody says. So the Shiltas forgot to say that. And the third kasha is, the Shiltas forgot to mention that you recite a bracha, the Rambam quotes, Yashir Kedushan, the Mitzvah of Tzivonu, Alpidyan Maizasheni, Alpidyan that to revive. So he wrote a Sefer Psak Halacha Lamaisa, and he just made three mistakes. So what did he have right? Everything else is right. But he made three mistakes. He forgot to say the bracha, he forgot to say you have to be Maizah. So the bracha is not Me'akibidi yet, but Chatchila, he should have said you say a bracha. He forgot to say that Hu V'chum Shemachul Olam Pruta. And he says Shavu Pruta. So Rabbi Kivega says it's against Halacha. It should be Pruta, not Shavu Pruta. So when Rabbi Kivega points out, Shulchan Aruch also quotes the Lashon HaTosfos B'Shem HaShiltas. That's what it says in the Shiltas. You pay the net to Revai on the Shavu Pruta. So if you look there in the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Tzadik Dalet, in the third Chelik Yerodeya, so the Vilna Gaon says it's a misprint and should say you pay on a Pruta. Because the next word in the Tosfos is B'Shochko Matilu Lanohar. So it sounds like you pay it onto a piece of metal. On a pruta is a metal coin, b'shochko, and you grind up the metal and you throw it into a river. So it sounds like he's talking. So the Vilna Gaon assumes that it's a misprint. It's a strange misprint. Everybody made the same misprint. That's the way it's misprinted in the Shultas and the Tosfos in Kiddushin, the Tosfos over here, all over. Everybody has the same misprint. Aloy Dovrahu, it's very strange. In addition to the three kashas that they have on the Shultas, that he left out the bracha and he left out the chomesh, the Gemara says in the next parak in Shlosh HaShachlu, Gemara is going to point out it's a din in Bab Mitzios in Parak Hazal that the Haysafas HaChaymish is not Miyakeh. It's only Lechatchid, but still we should have said the Chaymish. The Pruta, that's Likuba. That Shavu Kesev is not Kikesev, but Pidyon Hashem, that's Likuba. So these are the three difficulties with the Shultas. And Tosis before had a Kasha, Achle V'Adar Achle. Tosis has a Kasha on the Gemara. Tosis gave answers, but that's a little weak. The answers are a little weak. Tosis was bothered with Akasha. The Gemara was darshing over here, Kodesh Hilulim. You darshan the hay as if it were a ches. Hilulim. That's what Rabbi Kivega refers you to, a Yerushalmi and Peya. Lo nimni rabbanon ben hay leches. The rabbis did not distinguish between a hay and a ches with respect to darshaning psukim. Because when you write a Sefer Torah, we have. We write a hey, so the left leg is not touching the top bar. And the Gemara says in Menachos that many of their Sefer Torah used to have the left leg did touch. It had a thin line touching the top bar. We don't have it at all. So many had in their Sefer Torah that had written a hey, practically looked like a ches, wasn't so easy to distinguish. So that's why in Darshan Iksukim, the Tanoim, the Darshan, real drushes their isa. They were darshan a hey kodesh hilulim as if it were written with a ches hilulim. Hilulim implying achle v'hader achle, that you can mean that there is an institution of pidyon that there is right. So the Gemara establishes that there is pidyon ma'aseh sheni is psukim and chumash. Chumash dvar. Tzata kesa v'yodecha kechak v'mchamok kilo suchal seisa ki v'recha Hashem lokecha. All story, all parsha in the Torah that there's such an institution of pidyon that of pidyon ma'aseh sheni. Pidyon that the Revi never says Nechumish. So the Gemara darshans it from the word Hilulim. You read it as if it were written with a Ches Hilulim, and the Chalel means to be poided in the Revi. Achle v'hader achle. First you poided. When you look in the Rambam has two different terminologies. There's Pidyon that there's Pidyon Maisa Sheni, then there's Chilul Maisa Sheni. Two different things. Two different brachas. Rambam has like this. If I have the Paris, I have the Paris and I live far away from Yerushalayim. Kirach Akmim Chamok and Kilo Asil Choseiso. So I'll be paid to the Maisa Sheni onto money. And that has to be Dafke Kesef. You can't use Shavu Kesef. You need Dafke Kesef. So, Oy Velasiyasim, Kal Mitzvah Kul Mavarach Aleim, Oy Velasiyasim, before the farmer is about to make the Pidya Maisa Sheni, so he says, Baruch HaTor HaShem HaKem HaShek HaShem HaSasona, Pidya Maisa Sheni. Then he takes the money to Yerushalayim, says, V'tzarta Kesef Yodech, it comes to Yerushalayim. Goes to a store, and he buys a salami sandwich with a yayin mashecha, baka batzona by yayin mashecha. He buys some primi gedule kark, he buys some food, and then he wants to transfer the kedusha from the money onto the food, and then he's going to eat the food, but kedusha without, he's not going to eat the money. So he's going to transfer the kedusha from the money onto the food. So, oivel asiyasam, before he transfers it over, he recites another baracha, asher kedushanam himself since manu, al chilo l'maisa sheni. The two different things, two different concepts. Pidyon is when you convert the kedusha from the original peiris maisa sheni onto the money, and the chilul is when you convert the kedusha from the money onto the final food, onto the kuach, mu'ayis maisa sheni, onto the food. What you're going to eat. The Gemara over here uses the Lashonis interchangeably. HaKadosh Hilulim, Chilulim. Chilulim is the makkah for Pidyon. The way the Rambam uses the terminology, that's not Pidyon. That's Chilul. Chilul is the second step. Pidyon is the first step. Chilul is the second step. So the Lashon, the Gemara uses a different Lashon from the Rambam. Okay. The problem being that we mentioned when we started the Mishnah that most of the Rishonim assume that all the brachas have to be Beloshon HaTanach in a biblical Hebrew. So if the Gemara is saying this is a biblical Hebrew, Kodesh Hilulim, Chilulim, this is a biblical Hebrew, so how did the Rama make two different brachas? Al Pidyon Maaseh Sheni the first time and Al Chilul Maaseh Sheni the second time. He should have used the Loshon Al Chilul Maaseh Sheni the first time. Should have had a different lotion the second time. So that's a problem. That is a problem. I don't know. So again, so the Gemara has like this. The institution opinion, Maizu Sheini, Ritzata Kesvi Adach only says, where is that in Parshas? Where? Re'eh. Forgot to read where it is. So that's in Chumash Dvarim only by Maizu Sheini. It never says in Chumash that there's an institution opinion that to revive. So that's why they derive over here from the word Kodesh Hilulim. You read it as if it were written Chilulim. Achle v'hadar achle. First you pay the, and then you can eat the chutz to Yerushalayim. You're going to take the money to Yerushalayim. So Tosis is bothered with Akash. Achle v'hadar achle. The second Tosis on the Amud. Lomali kro. Why do you need a special pasuk to teach you that there exists an institution of Pidyon at the Revai? There is a machlokes hatanoim b'shamayim b'silel whether you're Moisif Chomish. When the farmer is paid to his own net, the revised Moisif Chomish. Where do you learn that out from? So the answer is that doesn't say at all by net to revise. That says by Moisif Sheni. That's at the end of the Chukosla. It says, Ish ki yigal mi Moisif Chomish Yisra Yosef Olam. Something like that. That goes on Moisif Sheni. So the Mishnah quotes in Machlek is Beisham and Misil, we follow Beisila. That the din of Kasefes Chaimish not only applies with respect to Maisu Sheni, the way it's written Chumash, it even carries over to Netter Ravai. When you put in Netter Ravai, you're also Maisu Chaimish. How do you know? So the Gemara explains it's based on Xer Shavah, Kodesh Kodesh. That here it says Kodesh Ilunim Lashem, and there it says Chal Maisarats, Maserats, Puhayats, Kodesh Lashem, the end of Chul Kaisai. Also has Kodesh by Maisu Sheni, and says Kodesh by Netter Ravai, so it's Xer Shavah. So if you have to rely on the Gzeres Shavah of Kodesh Kodesh anyway to teach you all the other details of Pidyon Net Revai, that you must have Chomish and other details that appear in the Mishnayos, so why not derive the whole institution of Pidyon Net Revai from the Gzeres Shavah? You need the Gzeres Shavah anyway. You can't do without the Gzeres Shavah. All the details of the Pidyon Net Revai are derived with the Gzeres Shavah, so why not the whole institution of Pidyon Net Revai from the Gzeres Shavah? So what do you need the whole drasha of Kodesh Elul? Kodesh Chilul. That's Taisis Kash. Lomali Kro, why do you need Adrasha? Since anywhere there is a Gzer Shavah of Kodesh Kodesh. Taisis gives two Terutz. I would have thought like that. So the Netziv in his commentary on the Shultas and Simen Kuf on Parshas Kedoshim quotes that Kasha that Taisis asks, and he quotes the three Kashas that the Achrayim heap on the Shultas. They forgot to say the Brach and they forgot to be Moisif Chaimish. And he says that a Shavah Pruta is good. How is a Shavah Pruta good? Rabbi Levi says it can't be. The only one says a misprint. It has to be a Pruta. He can't say Shavah Pruta. So he says, no, the Torah says Asadot Tzvei Din. Then it's his granddaughter married Rav Chaim. They write in the history books, Rav Zevin quotes this story, that in the yeshiva there were those who attended The Netziva give a shiur 3 days a week, and Rab Chaim Soloveitchik, the last, the Netziva is the Roshiva the last 39 years of Balozhin. They closed Balozhin in 1892. The Netziva is the Roshiva the last 39 years. Rab Chaim Soloveitchik was there the last 12 years. They were co-Rosh Yeshiva. So the Netziva gave a shiur 3 days a week, and every day at Blat Gemara, Daf Yomi. And then Rab Chaim gave a shiur the next 3 days. Then the next week the Netziva gave, and the next week Blat. Then one day a week they chazed all the six Blat. Then the next 3 days, then it's gave a shiur, the next 3 days, and the next 3 days, Rav Chaim gave a shiur, the next 3 days. It's hard to understand how anybody integrated these two shiurim together. They were so different. You read the Netziv Svarim, they're such a different style. So there were those Talmidim who only attended the Netziv shiur. They didn't like Rav Chaim, this newfangled chemical analysis and everything. They didn't go for that. There were those who only attended Rav Chaim shiur. They didn't attend the Netziv shiur. They were all excited about this new style of learning. So Rav Chaim felt bad about that. Why they're not attending the Netziv Shir. So they write that on one occasion he said over a whole fantastic Shir, his style, and then he said it's all from his wife's grandfather, it's all from the Netziv. So there aren't too many. This is one of the very few where the Netziv has his mamash like a Shir Klali. He has four kashrus and he has one teretz, and he said teretz has dotzvei dinim, two halachas over here. So he says there's one din. What it says in the Chumash, that when you do Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni, that's when you have Ma'aseh Sheni in Eretz Yisrael, it's a mitzvah l'havir l'Yerushalayim, and if it's too difficult, kirach ha'kirun ha'mokir lo suha say so, ki v'rechucha Hashem alakecha, because you have such a bounty of tvuas that will be so expensive, the transportation to Yerushalayim is so expensive, so there's a mitzvah to perform the Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni. When you're performing a mitzvah, you recite a bracha, and when it comes to the mitzvahs, it's shaykh to have lachatchilas in b'riyevit. The mitzvah b'shleimus is done like so, and b'riyevit, if you do without all the details, you're also here to the mitzvah. That's what he refers you to the tesis in the end of Nida, Daf Samachalaf on the base. The tesis distinguishes between chalitza and nikveh and get. The Mishnayos have that lachatchila the mitzvah b'shleimus of chalitza. You have chalitza sasandal, you have the rikikin, you have the kriyas apsukim. And b'di'evit, we paskin, there are different opinions in Tanan. We paskin the kriyas apsukim is not miyakev, and the rikikin is not miyakev. Only the chalitza sasandal is not. So it's not miyakev. It's what he needed lachatchila. So Taisa, the answer is that chalitza is a mitzvah, and the mitzvah b'shleimus is done like this. You get a bigger portion of levyasa. You get more challenge, another mabon, whatever. You get more scar if you do a mitzvah b'shleimus, and then if you do a mitzvah shalom b'shleimus. On a get, you have mishnayis and gitin, and lachatchila should be like this, miryevit, it's good. A get is not a mitzvah. A get is never a mitzvah. A get is a matir. So anything that's lachatchila by get, and miryevit, it's good without it, it's a dead giveaway that the whole lachatchila is only midirabon. Taisa talks there about mikveh. Does it make mikveh is only a matir? Does it make sense lachatchila like this and b'di'evit lachatchila should do like this and b'di'evit it's good like that? No, mikveh is also a matir. Whatever is good b'di'evit is good lachatchila. It doesn't make sense. Some places it doesn't make sense on the level of the raisa to have a lachatchila. By mikveh we have a lot of dinim lachatchila like this and b'di'evit it's good. All those dinim, it's a dead giveaway that those dinim are running b'di'rabban. So then it says like this. He says a bracha is only recited if you're performing a mitzvah. So Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni is a mitzvah. When you have Ma'aseh Sheni that grew in Eretz Yisrael, it's a mitzvah to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it with Kedusha v'Tahara. So therefore, if it's too difficult to bring it, so you're poida, so it's a mitzvah to be poida to bring the money to Yerushalayim. So you're performing a mitzvah when you do the pidyon, so then you recite a bracha, since it's a mitzvah. So Shach to talk about Tosefes Chomish, which is only lachatchila, not miyakeh b'di'evit. And in that pidyon, show mitzvah. So there, the halacha says, you have to dafka have kesef sheyesh olav tzura. The tzarta, kesef yadecha, kesef sheyesh olav tzura. Asimon is not acceptable, and shavik kesef is not acceptable. It requires dafka kesef. Here, we're learning out in Anachanami, I know from a gzereshavik kodesh kodesh, that all those dinim, that form of pidyon carries over to net derivai. But here, I have a drasha, achle v'hoder achle, that there's another root, there's another kind of pidyon. In addition to the institution, a pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni, which is a pidyon shal mitzvah, there's another pidyon, happens to Chumash writes it, Banet Revai, but it can apply sometimes to Ma'aseh Sheni as well, based on Gzeres Shavah Kodesh Kodesh. There's another form of pidyon, a pidyon ha-matir. It's a matir, so there's no need to recite a bracha. Let's say when you salt the meat in order to remove the dam, so Tosis writes in Kulan, you don't recite the bracha. That's not a mitzvah. What are you going to say? Asher Kodesh Hashem to salt the meat. It's not a mitzvah to salt the meat. If you don't want to eat the flesh, you don't have to salt the meat. It's only a matter to remove the dam. When they remove the chelav, you recite, when they trade with the flesh, they remove the chelav. The nikra chelav, agid. Usually the Schwarzes do it. You don't say a bracha. If the rabbi does it, also doesn't say a bracha. Nobody, you don't say a bracha. It's a matir. That's not a mitzvah. You don't recite a bracha when you just... Shechita is a problem. Shechita is a problem. The Rambam lists Shechita in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, and the Raibit is Masik on the Rambam on the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Why does he count Shechita as a mitzvah? So the Kesa Mishnah doesn't see what's difficult. The Rambam holds it's not a mitzvah to shech the behemoth once a day every day. Not a shech the mitzvah to shech the chicken once a day every day. He says when you're interested in eating fleshiks, then the Kesa Mishnah understands it's a mitzvah to shech. So that's a problem. So let's say I'm interested in having fleshiks tonight. So it's a mitzvah to go shech. So I never fulfilled the mitzvah. My whole life, I never fulfilled the mitzvah. So Rav Chaim Berlin has a letter. They've been, Yeshivas Rav Chaim Berlin, the alumni of Yeshivas Rav Chaim Berlin, paid for the publication of the Tshuvas of Rav Chaim Berlin. So they have a letter there to someone who wrote a sefer, and he sent a copy to Rav Chaim Berlin. He didn't like the sefer. So the one to whom he writes thought that we're all in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Shechita based on Shlucha Shalom Kemois. Zochen the Yadim Shalai B'fonim. The Shoichet Shechts there in Iowa or wherever he is. He's Shechting all the behemoths on behalf of anyone who's interested in eating fleshik. So if I eat from his behemoth, so it's a Gloy Milson Afreya that last month when he Shechted this animal, he was Shechting it B'shlichusi, and therefore we're all in fulfillment of the mitzvah. That's how this Talmud Chacham wrote based on the Kesem Mishnah. So Rav Chaim Berlin doesn't see that, he doesn't think the Kesem Mishnah is right. He thinks that the Rambam didn't mean it. He thinks the Raivit is right that there's no mitzvah to Shech, Shechita is only a matir. He doesn't see that the Rambam meant that to disagree. Oh, so that's the problem. So a lot of times we do say a bracha on a matir. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. Erev Etrumen, Erev Echatzeres. Huh? Market the different opinions. Lemaisa, we don't say a bracha. That's the last page in Chosh Mishpul. We pass, you don't say a bracha. Could be market is a different reason. The Rambam, when he quotes in the end of Hilchas Brachas, the Rambam writes, Kishem shetikna chachamim, just like the chachamim, the Rambam holds not like the Pneishu, it's only with the Rabban. Brichas Hanenin. So the Rambam says, just like the chachamim introduced the takana to recite Brichas Hanenin, so too they made a takana. That one should recite that birchas hamitzvah before performing any mitzvah bein adam hamakom. So it would appear from the Rambam that you only say bracha bein adam hamakom. You don't say bracha bein adam hachaver. That's a question that Rishonim raised. Why don't you recite a bracha before you're about to give tzedakah, before you do hashavas aveda, or heishavas agzela, all kinds of mitzvah. How come you don't? So the Rambam gives one sweeping answer. You only say bracha. That's how he formulates the whole takon in the first place. The takon is birchas hamitzvah was only instituted when you're about to perform a mitzvah bin adam lamach. What are you going to say? Hashem kedushanu b'mitzvos v'sivanu to pay back a halvoa priyas b'alchay mitzvah. And if we wouldn't be Jewish, non-Jews don't pay back the halvoas. Non-Jews don't make a makkah. If they have brains, they'll make a makkah. They don't want to get killed. They don't want any guests to get home. An inyan bin adam hachaveira is not unique to the Jewish people. If it's a mitzvah, matzah, tefillin, shofar, so that's unique to the Jewish people. So you say a bracha. If I wouldn't be Jewish, I wouldn't do it. But all the mitzvahs bin adam hachaveira are really mitzvah sichlios. They all make sense. Peshav is hagzeila.
Also, you go on the back from
what, the recite Asher Yotzar? Yeah, that's a birchas hashevach. That's not a birchas hamitzvah. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah. When we see beautiful mountains, when we see lightning, when we hear thunder, that's a birchas hashevach. But a birchas hamitzvah, the Rambam formulates it like that. You only recite a birchas hamitzvah, it's a mitzvah bin adam lamach. Mitzvah bin adam lamach v'ernat. So that's the assumption of the assumption number one of the mitzvah is very questionable. He's, in order to answer the kasha of why there's no bracha, so he's postulating, he's assuming that one only recites a bracha when performing a mitzvah. When you're doing a dover hamata, there's no bracha. So that's not 100% mukhar. But that's what he wants to say to defend the position of the shiltas. He says the reason why the shiltas left out the bracha because the shiltas lived in chutz lords, and he's talking about Net the Ravai B'chutzlaretz. And he says, Net the Ravai B'chutzlaretz doesn't have a mitzvah lahaviyo. It's not a mitzvah to bring it to Yerushalayim. It only has the Isurim, because the Mishnah says in the end of the first parak in Kiddushin, all the mitzvahs, HaKliyas Barz, the agriculture mitzvahs, only apply in Eretz Yisrael. They don't apply in Chutzlaretz. Except for two, except for Chodosh. Chodosh applies in Chutzlaretz, and Orla applies in Chutzlaretz. Chodosh means the new tvur that was planted after Pesach, you're not allowed to eat it until it comes next Pesach. So Chodosh is an Isurim. Trumas and Maisis and Bikurim and Peret and Orlos and Leket Shikcha and Peah, these are mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Shemitah, there are Isurim also, but it starts off as a mitzvah. The mitzvah of Yovel, the mitzvah of Shemitah. So the mitzvah Satlis Bars, the mitzvah Saseh, Hatlis Bar, it's only applied in Eretz Yisrael. The Isurim, Orlos and Isur, and Chodesh is an Isur. So the Isurim even apply in Chutz Lord. So the Netziv suggests within the Shiltis that he splits, that Netar Revai has two parts to it. It has an Isur and has a mitzvah. So Netar Revai, the Shiltis is of the opinion that Netar Revai is an extension from Orla. So just like you have Orla B'chutz Lord, so too you have Netar Revai B'chutz Lord. But that's only the only aspects of Orla or Netar Revai that are not in Chutz Lord are the Isurim aspects, not the mitzvah aspects. So there's no mitzvah to bring it to Yerushalayim and to eat it. It just has the Isurim to it. So the pidyon of the Netar Revai is not going to be a pidyon shal mitzvah, it's only going to be a pidyon shal matir, to remove the Isur. To remove the Isur. So he says, since it's only a pidyon on matir, so you need a new pasuk for that, achle v'hadar achle. That can't be derived from the Gzeres Shavah. The Gzeres Shavah only tells you that the din of pidyon shal mitzvah carries over from Maaseh Sheni to Netar Revai. But here we're talking about pidyon on matir. And Chutz Lord, it's not going to be a pidyon shal mitzvah, it's only going to be a pidyon on matir. So that the Netziv thinks that explains why the Shiltis leaves out the bracha. The Shiltis is of the opinion that you don't recite the bracha when performing a matir. What is Shiltis? Gemara says the Pharisee you say a bracha when you shech. So maybe he thinks like the Kesa Mishnah. Maybe he thinks like the Kesa Mishnah that it's a mitzvah to shech. And he thinks that's why the Shiltis leaves out the Tosefes Chomesh. Because Chomesh is not Me'akev. So Chomesh is only Lachatchila. You can only have a lahatchila deraisa if you're dealing with a mitzvah, if you're dealing with a matir. So Tosis postulates, Tosis in the end of Nida has this klal. You can't have a lahatchila deraisa and a matir. So that's why the Shiltis leaves out the Tosefes Chomesh. You don't even need it lahatchila. And that's why he says that the Shavu Pruta is good. The special din that the exception to the rule, that Shavu Kesev is not Kesev by Pidyon Maaseh Sheni, that's only when you're dealing with the Pidyon Shal Mitzvah. But if you're talking about a Pidyon Amatir, so that's even good. Shavu Kesev is also good. Shavu Kesev, Kikesev.
You say that's why it says the Achleb and the Achleb. How can you use this to say this goes on Chutz Lord?
No. Gemara learns that Birchas Hanenin. Gemara learns that Birchas Hanenin from it, not Birchas Hamitzvah. No. It's a kasha. You're asking a good kasha. How do you know that such an institution is not the Ravai B'chutz Lord? The answer is because as it didn't, the Shiltis assumes that it's part of the halacha of Moshe Sinai of Arla B'chutz Lord. The Mishnah says in the end of the first parak in Kedushin, Kol HaMitzvahs HaTliyas Baretz and the Hagas Ela Baretz, with the two exceptions of Arla and Chodosh. What about Revai? So Revai never says in Shas. Revai never says. So that's a fundamental machloikah. So the Goinim, machloikah is the Ramam and the Goinim. So the Goinim all, Ramam quotes the Goinim. The Ramam disagrees. So the Goinim think that that Netar Revai is an extension of Orla. So since there's Halacha L'Moshe Mesina that Orla applies to B'chutz Lord, so Netar Revai also follows the same rule. Yeah, but Orla B'chutz Lord is either Midirabbanan or it's Halacha L'Moshe Mesina. How can you have a pasuk? How can you darshan a pasuk in Chumash to tell you on a din Midirabbanan? How can you darshan a pasuk in Chumash? The Gemara thought originally that everything is dinim deraisa until they come to the conclusion that the bracha is lav deraisa. Svari. So originally, how did the Gemara think that the pasuk tells me that this pidyon net the revai it goes on Chutz Lord? How can it go on Chutz Lord? Chutz Lord is either halacha l'moshe mesina means that there is no pasuk, or it's only the rabbanon. So the Netziv says there's another case in Bava Metzia. He digs up a shita mukubetzes b'shem harayvin in the end of Perek HaZohar, that if you have ma'aser sheni in Eretz Yisrael she'ein bo shavu pruta, the whole ma'aser sheni doesn't have shavu pruta. I buy a bottle of soda, the whole bottle of soda costs a dime. And the whole flavoring shabo, most of it is water. No flavoring Shabbat is worth a penny. And the Ma'aseh Sheni, Shabbat, they all have a good Ashgacha, but the yeshiva guys are always machmed, they don't want to rely on the Rabbanot. So they're all mafrish their own. So the guy's mafrish his own Ma'aseh Sheni. How much is the whole Ma'aseh Sheni worth? Pachas Mishavah Pruta. So if you have a Ma'aseh Sheni that's worth less than a Shabbat Pruta, so the Gemara Mabin Siyah talks about how do you deal with it. So the Ravid, quoted by the Shittim Kubetz, at the end of Perak Azov, makes a comment. He says, normally when you have Ma'aseh Sheni, that the Rabbi, it's a mitzvah to bring it to Yerushalayim, or if it's Kilo Silcho Seisa, Ki Yerich HaKim HaMokam, Ki Yerich HaShem HaKech, then it's a mitzvah to be paid and to bring the money to Yerushalayim. He says, if the Ma'aseh Sheni is Ein Bo Shava Pruto, the bringing it to Yerushalayim is if you want to eat it. If you're not interested, it's a pain in the neck, so just leave it over here and let it rot away. There's no mitzvah. Ma'aseh Sheni is Ein Bo Shava Pruto. The Gemara says has a special din. So what's this? Why should it have a special din? So he says, if it's Ein Bo Shava Pruta, there's no mitzvah to bring it to Yerushalayim. So the Netziv says, his vart, that there's a new din opinion on matir, is not only relevant, but it gets to what the Shiltas is talking about, net the Rabbi B'chutzlach. That's either the Rabbanon or Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. He says it's relevant to Ma'aseh Sheni in Eretz Yisrael, if it's Ma'aseh Sheni, Ein Bo Shava Pruta. Whenever there's no mitzvah to bring it to Yerushalayim, then you need a pasuk to tell you that there's an institution of opinion hamatir. And that opinion hamatir has a new root, a new mocker, a new pasuk, and it does need kesef sheyesh olav tzura. Shove kesef is good, and there's no tosefes chaimish, and there's no bracha. That's why Yifarem is all the four kashas. Yifarem is the three kashas that the Achrayim asked against the Shiltas, the kasha that Tosis asked against the Gemara. Why does the Gemara need another pasuk for opinion? Not the Rabbi, isn't it exactly the same as Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni? So he says maybe that Tzvei Dinim, two different Dinim. One is opinion Amat and one is opinion Shomnitz. It's interesting, even if you don't agree, you got to admit that it's an interesting suggestion. Yeah.
By Ma'aseh Sheni, is there also this two Dinim about the mitzvah of the Matir?
That's what he says. He thinks,
how do you learn from these Tzvei about Kerem Rabbi?
You have the Gzera Shava Kodesh Kodesh, whatever
it is.
Both ways, yeah. Eng Gzera Shava La Machza. Eng Gzera Shava La Chatzain, yeah. Once you have, by net the Rabbi, you have this institution of Pinyin Amateh. By my sister, you have Pinyin Shal Mitzvah. So they both apply to both cases. Yeah. That's a suggestion that he makes. The Rambam is chaylik on the whole premise of the Goyim. The Rambam says, the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai only stated, first of all, the Ram takes a stand on the Machlokes Hamarayim in the end of the first parak in Kedushin regarding that the Ravai Bechutz, regarding Arla Bechutzlots. But Arla Bechutzlots is the Rabbanon, or Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. So the Ramam assumes that it's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Okay, doesn't make that much of a difference. And then number two, the Rambam thinks that the Goyim are not right. He says that the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai only formulated Arla Bechutzlots. He says Ravai was never included. And it's not like the Gonim. The Gonim start off with the premise that the Revai does apply to Chutz Lords, but Kalameh Kalvar, Salach and Masa B'Chutz Lords. So that's how we chiseled it down, Dafkit to Kerem. That's the Shulta says, we who live in Chutz Lords, he lives in Bavel, so you only have to be paid there, the Kerem in Chutz Lords, you don't have to be paid the net the Revai in Chutz Lords. So the Rambam thinks the whole thing is not correct. So Rav Chaim Soloveitchik has a... In a sefer on the Rambam, he has a famous comment on that Rambam. He explains what's the point of dispute between the Rambam and the Goyim. So he says there's another machlekes between the Rambam and the Goyim regarding Orla B'chutz Lards, and they're totally zebezeh. The two are the shitosim. The other point of machlekes is the following: one who violates an avera usually gets malchus. So if somebody eats Orla, he gets malchus. What if someone eats Orla B'chutz Lards? Does he also get malchus? So the Goyim say yes. The Rambam quotes the Goyim and say yes. One who eats Orla B'chutz Lards gets malchus. And the Rambam disagrees and he says, since Orla B'chutz Lards is only halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, there's no pasuk, so you don't get malchus for an avera that's not written explicitly in the Chumash. What's the rule? Who gets malchus? So the rule is based on a pasuk in Kisetze, I think. That says Lasachsam Shabadisha right next to the Pasuk Vahayon bin Akosa Rosh. And the Gemara says that in Chumish Dvarim Darshan Smuchim. The other four Chumashim Bereshis through Bamidbar Machloikis Satanaim, we don't Darshan Smuchim. Chumish Dvarim Darshan Smuchim means Like the hekesh means if you have two dinim in the same pasuk, so we assume that there's a connection between the two dinim. What if you have two dinim and two adjacent psukim? So that's called smuchim. So the Gemara Nivamis, and the first sugi Nivamis, the Avheya, so the Avov. So the Gemara has a machlokes hatanaim from Sanhedrin, machlokes hatanaim, where they dash and smuchim in all chamishul chamishul Torah, are only in dvar. So we paskin only in dvar. You only dash and smuchim in dvar. We have many, many, many famous drushes based on smuchim that appear in Chumash Dvar. So one of them is this, the whole institution of Malkus. Who gets Malkus? Whoever violates an Avera that's similar to Lo Saksum Shorbedisha. Dumi de lav da chasim. Where they get that from? Because that's the smuchim. One pasuk is next to the other. So that comes to exclude any Avera which doesn't even appear in Chumash. If it doesn't even say in Chumash at all, it's only halacha Moshe Mesim. Even if the Avera does appear in Chumash, but it's not written, Lo Saksum Shabbadisha says Lo. Or the Gemara says if it says Hishama Pen Vial, that's the equivalent of Lo. Hishama Pen Vial is also Malchus. But if it's Alav Abom Mechlala say, or it's not written at all, it's halacha Moshe Mesim, purely halacha Moshe Mesim. So it's already, it's automatically not Dumiyad Alav Dachasim. So there's no Malkus on that. So that's what the Rambam Tain is against the Gaonim. How can the Gaonim have such an opinion that one who eats Orla B'chutzlort gets Malkus? There's no Pasuk at all. The whole thing is purely Halachal Moshe Misina. So it's not Dumi Dalav Dechasim. There shouldn't be any Malkus.
What about eating on Yom Kippur? Is there Malkus for eating on Yom Kippur?
Yeah, the Mishnah says there is Malkus, and that's a problem. The Gemara works hard to figure out where the Lav is. On the last parak in Yuma, works very hard to establish. The Gemara has a Gzeirah Shavah or something, a Yalfusa. The Gemara stands on the head to figure out where the lav is. But here and there, there are a couple of problems, but that's the rule. The rule is that you only get Malkus if you violate a lav that says in the Chumash, or established based on a Gzeirah Shavah, Kalvachayim, no, Gzeirah Shavah or something like that. Yeah. So the Rambam asks this taina against the Gaon. How can the Gaonim say that there's Malkus for one who eats Orla B'chutz Loretz if there's no Pasuk at all? The whole thing is only known through Halacha L'Moshe Mesina. So Abchaim Soloveitchik in his Sefer writes an interesting idea. He says, the Pasuk says in Parshas Kedoshim, Kisavoy al Ha'oretz unetaitim kol etz machal ba'al ra'altam ar'los ha'sholosh anam ha'reilim yu'lochem. So the simple translation of the Pasuk is, Kisavoy al Ha'oretz, that this is from the mitzvahs ha'noigas ba'aretz. This is one of the agricultural mitzvahs. The mitzvahs ha'noigas ba'aretz only apply in Eretz Yisrael. And Orla b'chutz la'aretz, there's no pasuk for. So he says, the Gaonim understood that once you have the halacha l'moshe misinai, so halacha l'moshe misinai reinterprets the pshat in the pasuk, and it doesn't mean kisavoy al ha'aretz, that this mitzvah only applies in Eretz Yisrael. The Chumash, that phrase in the Chumash is telling you when is the Zman Nihuga Mitzvah, not where's the Mokam Nihuga Mitzvah. The Zman Nihuga Mitzvah is not after Maimon HaSinai. All the other mitzvahs begin after Maimon HaSinai. This mitzvah of Orlov Neter Avai only begins Kisavoy Al Haaretz after you come into Eretz Yisrael. But once you come into Eretz Yisrael, where does it apply? It doesn't say. So it applies all over the world. So Orlov Chutz La'aretz, after you have the Halacha Moshe Misinai, it's not a halacha that's mechadesh anu din. It's not a halacha hamechadeshes. It's a halacha hamefareshes. The halacha Moshe Misinai just sheds light on the translation of the pasuk. You shouldn't translate the pasuk that the Torah is telling you that the din of Orla applies in Eretz Yisrael. It applies after you'll enter Eretz Yisrael, but it'll apply all over the world. So after you have the halacha Moshe Misinai, it comes out that Orla b'chutz la'aretz is included in the pasuk. So of course you get Malkus. And if that's the way you read the pasuk, Sir Rab Chaim says, and Mela, Revai b'chutz la'aretz is also included in the pasuk. Everything. Orla and Revai. Everything applies to chutz la'aretz like it applies to Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam understood not so. The Rambam understood that the Pirush Amilus of the pasuk, Kisavoy al Haaretz, stays the same before and after the halacha Moshe Misinai. Kisavoy al Haaretz means that this mitzvah that I'm about to tell you, the dinam of Orla and Revai, only should be observed in Eretz Yisrael. Then we have a separate halacha l'moshe misinai that teaches us that orla b'chutz la'aretz also exists, but that's not in the Chumash, that's outside of the Chumash. So the Rambam says, therefore, number one, therefore, there's not going to be any malchus on orla b'chutz la'aretz. There's no pasuk, and therefore there won't be any revai at all b'chutz la'aretz. There's only orla. There's no revai. There never was halacha l'moshe misinai and revai. But the Gainim Lishitasam understood differently the nature of the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. That this Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, that Orla applies even to Chutz La'aretz, is coming to translate the phrase differently. Kisavoy al Haaretz is not the Mokam Nihuga Mitzvah, but the Zman Tchilas Nihuga Mitzvah. And once that man comes, Kisa Vaya Haaretz, when the Jews will cross over the Yarden, then the din of Orla and Revive will apply all over the world. So it comes out that the Chumash says that you have Revive with Chutz La'aretz. And it comes out that the Isser of eating Orla that grew in Chutz La'aretz is Mamish Mefurish Bikro. The pasuk Lo Yachal that goes on Eretz Yisrael applies according to the Gaonim. It applies equally to Chutz La'aretz. The Rambam says the pasuk only goes to Sabayal Haaretz. The pasuk is only speaking about Orla Eretz Yisrael, and there is no pasuk about Orla Chutz La'aretz. Purely Halacha Moshe Messina. The Gaonim interpret. The Gaonim understood the Gemara that the Halacha Moshe Messina is reinterpreting, retranslating the phrase.
So then, why is it that the suffix Orla Chutz La'aretz?
The Gemara says Kach Nemar Halacha. That was part of the package deal. That's Sveika Mutter.
How do we go and interpret the Halacha Moshe Messina that way? Doesn't the Rush say that you have to interpret the Halacha Moshe Messina as a Kulo the Rush as a Kal?
If you have a toss up between going to Kulo, what do you have over here? This is the Halacha Moshe Messina. The Halacha Moshe Messina says that that phrase means this. Tisavel Oretz means the Zman Yoga Mitzah as opposed to the Mokam Yoga Mitzah.
The
Rambam
says that
Shkita
is an Isra'aseh. It's a Tosus and Shuas
that
says that Shkita is
Matir. Okay.
So you still have the
Matir. That's fine. Isra'aseh is fine. Matir is fine. The only thing that we find hard to swallow is the Kesef Mishnah's Pshat and the Rambam. Because Mishnah claims, according to the Rambam, that Shkita is a Mitzah. So that's very questionable. So we usually do not assume. We usually assume like Rav Chaim. Remember when we learned Yeruday, Rav Soloveitchik assumed that Dovah Poshim not like the Kesef Mishnah also. He assumed that Shechita is not. The Rambam never meant to say that Shechita is a mitzvah. He thought it just meant that Isra said. The Rambam meant the same as the Rabbi, that it's a lav abba mechalal. So that's the Tainus. So
isn't the Rambam also a mitzvah?
Yeah. No, that's a mitzvah to get married, yeah. That's not a matir, that's a taka mitzvah to get married. No, the Netziv says, whenever you only have a matir, you don't say a bracha. He says, in according to the Shiltas, whenever you only have a matir, that's not a mitzvah, so no brachas we say.
What about tefillah? You said tefillah is a matir. Is it a bracha on tefillah?
Tefillah and a mikveh. That's a good question. So there's one opinion in the Tanoim that was a popular notion in the days of the Gaonim. The Gaonim had like that tefillah b'zman a mitzvah, that it is a mitzvah, and we pass in tefillah b'zman a lav mitzvah. So that's a question. What does that mean? So does that mean there are two ways to understand? Does that mean everyone agrees that there is a mitzvah to go to mikveh? They just argue: is there a specific mitzvah to go to tefillah b'zman at the first available opportunity, or when you get around to it next week, next month? And you'll get around to it, so you'll go to the mikveh. Tefila bizman olav mitzvah, but maybe tefila is a mitzvah. So Rashi learns on that Gemara and Shabbos. Rashi learns according to the Tanoim, who think that most of the Rishonim have, most of the Gaonim adopted the position tefila bizman is a mitzvah. Most of the Rishonim reversed the psak. There is some tefila bizman is lav mitzvah. So Rashi writes in Masechta Shabbos that according to the opinion of tefila bizman olav mitzvah, it doesn't only mean that there's no mitzvah to go on the earliest available opportunity to the mikveh. There's no mitzvah at all to go to the mikveh. When it says, V'rochat says, Kol besara b'mayim v'toher, it's a matir. So that's a question, Take, do you say a bracha? Do you say a bracha? The women who go to mikveh do say a bracha. The question, what about another Tommy who goes to mikveh? Does he also say a bracha? Remember, there used to be a big Talmid Chacham who lived in Syracuse, New York, Rabbi Yalov. His daughter-in-law, Dr. Yalov, won a Nobel Award with her shekel. She won a Nobel Award something in medicine. She was a medical doctor. So this Rabbi Yalov once told me many years ago, his grandchildren got smicha from the shir. Remember, he once told me, he never found anywhere that any other Talmid recites the bracha when he goes to the mikveh. He was wondering, huh?
No, so let's say you should
tefillah bebracha when you do shmira on Harabais if you're not?
You mean, if you have to be mitar yourself in order to go, right? If a person is tummy, has to, let's say one, those people who want to visit the Har Habayis, so they assume that they say a bracha because they are obligated to go to mikveh. What stop? A person goes to mikveh, does he say a bracha or not? So that's what he was wondering. He said he never found any sources when he said bracha. You got to research. The Gemara Pesach and Dav Zayin doesn't really say. Dav Zayin, the Gemara talks about people who go to mikveh saying a bracha. Anyway, that's the famous Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim interprets that the machlekes, the Rambam and the Gaon, the double machlekes is l'shitasim. They're fighting about the same nekuda. That the Rambam claims if he orla the grub b'chutzlartz is no malchus, and the Rambam says the halacha l'mashi misinai of orla b'chutzlartz does not carry over to Rabbi. It's only on orla, not on Rabbi. And the Gaonim disagree on both. The Rambam quotes them. They disagree. They say there is a din of Rabbi here because it's quoted to Shiltas. There is a din of Ravai b'chutz laretz, just that they chiseled, the shiltas chiseled it down, kalamek avot, salach l'mas b'chutz laretz, he chisels it down dafke to kerem, not to neta, okay? And the Goyim also say explicitly that one who eats oil b'chutz laretz gets malchus. And the Rambam says, how can it be? It's only halach l'mas b'chutz laretz, there's no pasuk b'chlam. So Rab Chaim in its sefer explains that it's one machlekes, they're arguing one nekuda. What's the nature of the halacha l'moshe misina? Does it reinterpret the reading of? Does it reinterpret the translation of the phrase "kisavoy al ha'aretz"? That is talking about the zman niyoga mitzvah. It's not the mokum niyoga mitzvah, or is it a separate halacha l'moshe misina? No, the pshuto shel mikra is like the Rambam. The pasuk goes on Eretz Yisrael, and all of the chutzlar is a separate din, not to be found in chumash anywhere. So the meila there's no malchus. The meila you're left. Why should you say that there's a din of Ravai b'chutz laretz? The Gemara, the next daf, talks about on daf lamed vav. The Gemara talks about orla b'chutz laretz that the Amoraim used to throw out the orla in the garbage. You have right by the two dots, around 20 lines from the bottom. On lamed vav and Aleph, you have l'kud ha'tayim. Then it starts, Amar Rav Yudah Marav, Slap Shalor L'Bchutz Lor, Dzorek is for Avyonis V'Chavos HaKafris. You throw the Avyonis out in the garbage. So the Pnei Yeshua has a kasha. What do you mean throw it out in the garbage? There's a Mishnah in the end of Temura. The last daf in Temura, the Mishnah lists up all these Suri Hanor and divides them into two categories. Half of them are Minan Israfim and half of them are Minan Hanigbarim. Some of them have to be burnt, and some of them have to be disposed of. You're not allowed to leave it around the house. Someone is going to be nichshol. You shouldn't takol. You can't leave non-kosher food around the house. You can't leave Suri Hanor around the house. Someone from the family is going to eat it or use it by mistake. So you have to dispose of it somehow or another. So here the Amoraim say, Zorek es v'avyenis, you throw them out. So the Pnei Yeshua asks, what do you mean Zorek? But the Mishnah says there, in the end of Temura, next to the last daf in Temura, that Orlo and Klea Kerem Amin HaNisrafim, you're supposed to burn it. So why did you just throw it in the garbage? The same kasha, this, the Pnei Yeshua asked the kasha on Amoraim. The Chassam Sofer asked the kasha on his Rebbe. His Rebbe, Rav Nasanad, but that's like Moshe Rabbeinu in person. So he says, he was by his Rebbe all the time, and his Rebbe had Orlo bushes, he had Orlo trees, he never saw him burn the Orlo. He threw it in the garbage. He said, what's going on? How come he didn't burn the Orlo? It's Lach Minan Israfim. So the Chassam Sofer says the teretz is when it says in the Mishnah that Orla and Klal Kerem is Minan Israf, it doesn't mean that you have to burn it. He says if you look in all the listing of the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Rambam and the Ramban and the Smag and the Chinuch and all the others, everybody before and after the Rambam, nobody lists this mitzvah to burn Orla and Klal Kerem. Why not? So he can probably shake out 10 terutzim on the kasha. So he says the teretz is that there is no such mitzvah. The Mishnah says it's Minan Israfim. No, you read the Mishnah wrong. The Mishnah says if you'll burn the Orla Klal Kerem, the ashes will be mutter. But doesn't say you have to burn it. If you're not interested in using the ashes, then you don't have to burn it. It just says Han Israfim Afra mutter. If you're interested in using ashes, then you have to burn it, then it'll be mutter. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchas Orla gets all excited. Givaldi, he found this Chuvas Chassam Sofer and he answers all the kashas. Rab Chaim does not assume like that. Rab Chaim in his Sefer and Hilchas Chametz HaMatzah, assumes a davar pashut, that the reason why in the Nisraf and Afra Muta is because Nasis Mitzvasan, because it's a mitzvah to burn. It is a mitzvah to burn. So once, and the whole reason why it's also Hanoah is because it's Oymid L'Sreif. If you're going to get Hanoah before you burn it, it's considered Bittl Mitzvah, so you have the Sreif. But once you burnt it already, so then Mimele, it's no longer Oymid Mitzvah, so there's no reason that it should be also Hanoah. Rav Chaim clearly does not agree with the Chassam Sayyid. I remember somebody was once asking, I think Rabbi Hillel David was asking Rabbi Gifter, how can the Chassam Sofer say that? It's against Rav Chaim. So Rabbi Gifter says, Shabashish, not allowed to disagree with Rav Chaim. Chassam Sofer has the right to disagree with Rav Chaim. Yeah. Tyson says like that. Tyson always says, Nasis Mitzvasan. Yeah. So the Chassam Sofer doesn't understand it the way Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim gave a whole interpretation. The whole Yisr Hanoah stems from the fact that it's Eimed L'mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to burn it, you got to get Hanoah, it's a bitl mitzvah, so that sometimes it's not a mitzvah. The Pasuk says, the Pasuk implies, if you're burning, it'll be mutav Hanoah. I don't know, if some Sefer understood the Taisus differently. I don't know how. So that's the Shaila. The Gemara, Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, says, like Rav Nos Nadler, they just threw the orla in the garbage. So how you talking, what's going on? How come they didn't burn? So if you say like the Chassam Sofer, Nicha, you never mechuyif to burn any orla klakar, okay, if that's so. But if you should assume like Rav Chaim, like the simple meaning of the Tosis, Nasis Mitzvasan, it is a mitzvah to burn it. Why it's not listed in the minyan on mitzvahs, we'll figure out 10 truths. Okay. So if you should assume that there is a mitzvah to burn it, so what's going on over here? How come Akashan Amrav Yudamish? Rav Yudah Maram and Akasha and Rav Nos Nadler. Same Kasha, how come they didn't burn it? So Rav Chaim and the Rogachava both give the same answer. There was a period of time that they learned together as little children. So they both give the same answer. They say, Orla B'chutz L'Arts is different. Orla in Eretz Yisrael is, and that's the mission in the end of Tvure, it's a mitzvah to burn it. Arla b'chutz la'aretz is halacha l'moshe misina. So whatever is nemar. So the halacha l'moshe misina only says that it's also b'achila, also b'ano. Never says that it's tom sreifa. So this teretz is not like the shultz. This teretz only nitan l'hayomer if you'll assume that it's a separate halacha l'moshe misina. The psukim chumash are talking about arla b'aretz. So kisavay al haaretz means the makam niugam mitzvah. And arla b'chutz la'aretz is a separate din. That doesn't say anywhere in Chumash. But if you say like the Gaonim that the Rambam quoted, the Gaonim say that after the Halacha L'Moshe Misini appears on the scene, you translate the words in the Pasuk differently. You got to look in the art scroll. How do they translate the words on that Pasuk? You have to look. They have from the Lubavitcher Rebbe also translated. But I think the Lubavitcher Rebbe's translation, he put in the whole Torah Shabbat Peh, even when it's not Pshut Hashem Mikra. You got to look. I have to ask Sasha. He's the expert on translation of Chumash. He translated the Chumash into Polish. You got to ask him, what does it say? What does Rabbi Hirsch have? How do they translate Kisavoy al Horitz? Did they translate it like the Goinim, that it goes the Zman Nihuga Mitzvah, or like the Rambam, that it's the Mokum Nihuga Mitzvah? This teretz that the Rogachover with Rab Chaim, the teretz that they both give, is only Nitan Vahayomer, if you're assuming like the Rambam, that Orlov Chutz Loretz is a separate parshas, unrelated to Orlov Eretz Yisrael. But if you hold that like the Goyim, then maybe you'll be forced into saying like the Sam Sofer.
That terms there's no mitzvah Hanoah, there's no mitzvah
Sreifa. At least there's no mitzvah Sreifa, maybe even there's no Issa Hanoah. That's already a next step, because that's a Gemara in Kiddushin. They gave it to each other. The Gemara says the Amaroim who had Orla B'chutz L'Oretz, so they're not allowed to eat it, but Safek Arla B'chutz La'aretz is mutter. What it means, Arla Sheni Yadua is mutter. So the Gemara says, I'm not allowed to give non-kosher food to eat to someone else, that's lifnei iver. Because even if he doesn't know that it's treif, but bottom line, I'm being machshel him. But Arla, as long as he doesn't know that it's treif, whatever he does know won't hurt him. So the Gemara says, so it's mutter. So the Amoraim used to give, when I had some Arla, I'd give it to you. I'd invite you to my home. Give you some Arla. I didn't tell you that it was Arla. So the Gemara says, no problem. No problem. Whatever he does know won't hurt him. So the Achrayim are bothered with the Kasha, but I'm getting Hanoah from it. So wouldn't it appear from the Gemara that Orla B'chutz La'aretz is Mutar B'Hanoah? If it's Mutar B'Hanoah, of course you don't burn it. How can you burn it? If you can feed it to the animals, if you can feed it to another Jew, just you don't tell him that it's treif. Just keep it a secret, don't tell Mishra. So it would appear that Oidel Chutzlan is only Osa Bachilus. Mutvar Anos is mamish like the Rambam. So a separate din. It's not even Osa Bano. But at least you see from the Gemara, at least you see from this Gemara that it's not Tom Sreifim. Zorikas Rav Yodis. They threw it out, they didn't burn it. From that Gemara in Kiddushin, the end of the first part of Kiddushin, it would appear that that it's even Osa, it's even Mutvar Bano. That's what the Achrayim pointed out. That Gemara sounds like it's Mutvar Bano. Okay, so how does this sugya begin? The Gemara thought originally that we're working with a din d'oraisa, and everything is based on psukim, and you have a pasuk kodesh hilulim. The word hilulim is in plural, so you're allowed to make a double drasha, one hilulahim and one hilulaher. So one hilul we're going to read at hilul, that goes on pidyon. The new din, achlev hader achlev, pidyon at the revive. And the other hilul we're reading, hey. Once we're reading it like a ches, and once we're reading it like a hey, and it teaches me two different din. Hilulim tells me the din with the hay, tells me to recite the Birchas Hanenin before you eat it. So the Gemara says, and how am I going to derive from this pasuk? This pasuk only says about fruits that grow on a tree. How do you know to extend it to everything else in the world? So that's a mamatzinu. Mamatzinu is the most common used midah shartan rashi ben bizman hazeh. We don't know how to use Dov Shoy Bechlal, Yotzelim Dov Achorosh. We never heard of it. Klal the Prat, but the Klal, we heard of it, but we don't really know how it works. Most of them, we don't know how they work. The only Mida that we're left with today is Kal V'chaimer and Mamatzinu, basically. Mamatzinu. So if you have a din, Mamatzinu, if you have a din written in one place in Chumash, we assume that that din doesn't only apply in that one case, it applies in all cases that are similar. Take, for example, it says, by the Karshe HaMishkan, it says, Atzi Shita Momdim. The omni means kederach gedilosim. You shouldn't have logs that are sideways, and you shouldn't have them upside down. The logs have to be the way they grew from the ground. So from here we derive that you have to hold the esek with the fit them with the fit them up. The dalad minim shebalul of kol hamitzvos kulam. Whenever you perform a mitzvah with a natural object, I can make a wooden aron kodesh and make the logs upside down because I could have made a metal aron kodesh. There's no halacha that says the aron kodesh has to be made from wood. I can make it from synthetic material also. So even if you make it from wood, there's no requirement that it has to be gedarach kedilosim. But if there is a mitzvah which requires an item, a natural item that grew from the ground, it has to be gedarach kedilosim. That's where the achronim work on akasha. What about the stach? If you hold the lulu sideways, it's no good. So you should have to make a sukkah in such a way that the sukkah, you could theoretically do it. It would be a little more difficult than a normal sukkah. But you should have to, why don't you require that the sukkah should be gederach dilos? Or they discuss, the Bach talks about it. When you bring the bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash also, is it taket din? You have to hold the peris, when you do the teruf on the bikurim, you have to hold the peris gederach dilos. How come it doesn't appear in Mishnayos? How come it's only mentioned by the Dalamina? So that's a murderous kasha. But the Gemara does learn out. That's what a Mamatzinu is. There's a pasuk. It says, Shor bar amara in heaven. It only says these original. Then the Gemara says, that's called Ovis. Rashi writes in the first mission of Baba Kama, Ovis karl hanach dechsiv behed yibikro. Whatever is explicit in the Chumash, that's called Ovis. The Gemara says, each one of the Ovis has told us, and told the same kayotzimem. If they wouldn't have told us, they wouldn't be called Ovis. It's by the Jews, yeah. By the non-Jews, the father doesn't have any children. The fathers don't have; they're not married. But by us, you're only called Ovis if you have Toldus. So the Gemara says, Toldus and Kayetzmem. How do you know Toldus and Kayetzmem? A Mamatzinu. The Gemara says, just like Karen, this Kavanos Alazik and this Mishune, it has these properties and it has a din of Karen. So anything, just like Chemberegel, Zurche, anything that's similar, and just like Yeshanola Zekon, just like Kochach and Yorba, whatever is similar to that has the same din. That's called the Mamatzinu. So the Gemara says over here, it says in the Chumash Kodesh Hilulim, the one Hilulim plural. Hilulim is plural. Miyud Rabim Shnai. The one goes on Hilul, that there's such an institution opinion that the Rabbi, Achlev Adarach. The other Hilul goes on Hilul, that you recite the Birchas Hanenin, you say Bar Pihuetz before you eat the Paris. So the Gemara makes a Mamatzinu, that just like you recite Birchas Hanenin over here, so too, you recite Birchas Hanenin on everything. So the Gemara raises the question, what are you going to do according to the opinion that the din of Revai only applies to grapes? And I learned it out from Tvua Tvua, okay. If you're going to learn out from Hilulim, then you don't have any Hilulim. Then you don't have any Hilulim to teach you. You can't learn out three dinim from Hilulim. You can only learn out two. So if you're going to learn out from Hilulim that that Revai is limited only to grapes, and you need a Hilulim to tell you Hilulim to be Poyda, then you don't have a third one to say Brichas Hanan. So the Gemara said, if you hold that it's limited only to Karen based on Tvua Tvua, so then you're still left with Hilul to say Birchas Hanenin. So the Gemara said, but still, it's not a legitimate Mamad Sinu. Maybe the mitzvah Menator, the Din Menator that you recite the Birchas Hanenin, Barpi, who waits before you eat the grapes, maybe that's only on grapes because there's a mitzvah of Ololos. Boom. A mitzvah of Ololos. So what? That's a Pircha on the Mamad Sinu. That's a pircha and a mamatzina. You have a kalvachayma, you can make a pircha and a kalvachayma. You have a mamatzina, you make a pircha and a mamatzina. Pircha and a mamatzina, or a pircha and a kalvachayma, can be one of two ways. Either you say that logically, you can't be right from here to there, because there's a svara. A svara no sense that the din only applies here. It doesn't make sense that it should apply there. Well, let's say you have a kalvachayma. If the din is, there's a chumer that applies to a case that's kal, so the chumer certainly applies to the case that's chumer. And how did you establish that this is kal, this is chum? Because of a certain din. So sometimes the Gemara will say, there's a svara that shows the reverse. That you think that this is kal, this is chumer. I don't think it's true. I think the chumer is the kal and the kal is the chumer. So sometimes you have a pircha and a kal v'chomer. Pircha and a kal v'chomer is you telling me that A is kal, B is chumer. I can prove to you that B is kal and A is chumer. Or sometimes you have a pircha and a mamatzinu. You see from the Chumash that you have to say a bracha when you eat grapes. Maybe it's only on grapes because grapes have a mitzvah of ololos. The mitzvah of ololos doesn't apply any other place. So sometimes when you make a pircha on mamatzino, sometimes it's a pircha from a detailed halacha, ololos, in the middle of nowhere. Ololos only applies to grapes, doesn't apply. So maybe all the other dinim that appear in connection with grapes. Namely, bar pihoit. Maybe it's only restricted to grapes. Maybe you don't say bar pihoit when you eat oranges or apples or other fruits. That's one kind of a pircha. And then you have the other kind of pircha is a pircha of a svara. Yeah. Which is a stronger pircha? We live in a generation where we think that svaras are stronger than psukim. So Taisa points out that a pircha from a din is more stronger than a pircha from a svara. Okay. If you establish it, it's a Taisa's Bava Kama shows from Gemara, it's like that. If you establish that A is more chomer than B based on a quirk of a halacha, there's a din of ololos. I want to know, well, orange is more chomer than apples, orange is more chomer than grapes, or grapes more chomer than oranges. Mainafkamina? I don't know. Over here, for bracha. So I established that grapes are more chomer than oranges, v'haraya, that grapes have a mitzvah of ololos. And if I'll establish based on a svara, that oranges are tastier, oranges are healthier, more people eat oranges than eat grapes, whatever. Grapes have negative properties, whatever. You can say all the svaras in the world, but if you have a din that shows that A is more chomer than B, all the svaras in the world to show that B is more chomer than A will not outweigh that din. If you have a quirk of a din, like over here, ololos has no connection between ololos and barbi weights, but that's called the pircha. If you have a pircha, so some often the Gemara will have a pircha of a svara. What do you mean? It's not daimaz alazed. This is svara lachakim. Here, it's not a svara. Here, just from a quirk of a din. Maybe grapes are macham of a haraya that you have a din of ololos. Then the Gemara says you can't say that bichas hanena depends on ololos v'haraya. It says v'chalta v'svarta v'rachta sasham lakecha on bread. So there's no mitzvah of ololos on bread. So the Gemara says you see that it doesn't depend on ololos. Kama tochiach. That's over here. Kama tochiach. Malo kamish ken chayev is bechalom. Maybe only chamesh is minidog ni chayev and chalom. What's the connection? Chalo with no connection between chala and hamoitzi lechem and what's a bar minim zant. Chumre. Pircha. Maybe the Torah only required a chumre, the Torah, v'chalta v'svata v'rachta v'sasham l'kech. The more thought it goes on bracha rishayna and bracha achrayna. The pasuk v'chalta v'svata v'rachta goes on bracha achrayna, the Torah is a kal v'chayma to bracha rishayna. Okay. So the Gemara says, maybe the Torah is only machmer chamesh is min edog and to recite bracha before and after, because it's chay v'chalo. Masheni can anything else. The Gemara says, you can't say that, because kera, you just said, over here, kodesh ilulim, There's no chiyuv challah by grapes. So you'll make a mama, you make a tzara shoven. The chazer adin. Lo rizek rizek. Lo rizek rizek. What does the word re'i mean? The chumra that this has. Grapes have a chumra. Ololos. The mitzvah of ololos only applies by grapes. Chamesh is mina dogan have a chumra. Chayv and challah. But you can't say that this chumra of challah is what causes the requirement to say Birchas Hamenin. Because you see from grapes that it's not true. You can't say that ololos is what causes a din to require a birchas hanenin, because you see from chameshes minidogim that it's not true. So you see that neither this chalori zekiri zed, the chumra that this one has doesn't appear by the dogon. The chumra that the dogon has, namely the challah, doesn't appear by the kerem. So neither chumra is relevant. Atzad shav shabem. You're eating food. You got to say a brach. Preg di gemara. Maybe I'll restrict it. Maybe outside of Shavu Shabbat, only things that are korev al gabi hamizbeach. Grapes, you make wine, and you do nisach hayayin, and the chameshes minei dogon, chameshes minei dogon, and you bring menachas and you burn the koymets al gabi hamizbeach. So maybe you can only derive that you have to. So maybe outside of Shavu Shabbat is such things that people enjoy eating and they have a shaychus with the mizbeach. You can bring them as a korban. So you can also derive zayis. Vasi nami zayis, this beit zayid mizbeach. Zayis, you have shemen zayis. You have mincha belula b'shemen. You have mincha belula b'shemen. You see, it has to be shemen zayis. That's what it sounds like. The only shemen that's acceptable, it sounds like, it's only shemen zayis. There's cottonseed oil, there's all kinds of oil in the world. So it would appear from the Gemara that only shemen zayis. So the Gemara says maybe only things that have a tzad mizbeach. So the Gemara says no, we have a third marker. Not a third marker. The pasuk that says v'achalta v'savata v'irachto, the thing that says immediately before it is eretz hashalav miskenus tochal balechem echad. You see the Rashi, kama tochiach the ashkechon the atzvacha rachmana brach dechziv eretz hashalav miskenus tochal balechem v'achalta v'savata v'irachto shem shem lakechus. So does it only go on lechem? Or does it go on everything? So it says, Eretz chita sarv gefen atayna v'rima. Eretz says, shemen advash. Eretz ha-shalav miskenes tachal bo'lechem echalta v'savata v'irachta. So here there's a machlokes hatanoim, Rashi refers you. There's a machlokes hatanoim. When it says v'echalta v'savata v'irachta sasham v'kecha, does it only go back on the last thing mentioned previously? And ha-shalav miskenes tachal bo'lechem. But if you ate chita sarv gefen atayna v'rima, if you had some grapes, you wouldn't have to recite Birchas Hamazon. What do you say? No, it goes back on everything. You got to say the whole Birchas Hamazon on everything. So there's one opinion in the Tanaim that all the Shiva Saminim require Gimel Brachas. You have to say the Birchas Hamazon whenever you have Shiva Saminim. That's Tosis has the famous Kasha. If you bench Alakos, so you're stuck for life. You never get finished. If you bench Alakos, you ate bread, then you're supposed to bench Alakos. So you're supposed to drink the wine. When you drink the wine, you have to bench alakos. Then you got to bench alakos. You got each time you got to bench alakos. I only don't myself till he gets drunk. Is a shikar is potman on it. That's what Tosis says. So what's going to be? So the halachas gedolos comes up with the chiddush. When you drink the kosher bracha after the benching, it's covered with the benching. You don't have to say bracha achman in the kosher bracha. You already said. The Birchas Hamazon covers the wine that you're going to drink later. That is not our common practice. We bench alakos, we say alagefen afterwards. So according to the Tanoim who say that all Shivas Aminim require Gimel Brachas, and they say when you drink wine, you have to recite Gimel Brachas. So how do you ever become Pata? How do you ever finish this story? So Taisus says you got to restrict that opinion of that Tana. That Tana says that they have to bench Birchas Hamazon. It's only if you had a whole party, a drinking party, and they were drinking a lot of wine. You just drank one cup of wine, you say alagefen. You know, you don't say birchas hamazon, and you don't need alakos for that. Okay. Yeah, the way we paskin is not a kasha. We don't say the gimel brachas. We say alagefen. You don't say gimel brachas. So the Gemara says there, eretz hifsiku inyan. One time it says, v'chalta v'svat v'at, it goes back on everything. Eretz chita sara gefen ata eretz esham du eretz shalem eskan v'chal balechem. Everything semicolon, it goes back on everything. And we don't hold like that. We hold that the Chalta B'Svat only goes back on Ashelo b'miskenes tochal bo lechem. But nonetheless, our Gemara says, it sounds from our Gemara that min haTorah you do have to say a bracha achrayna on the shivus aminim. That's a machlekes harishanim on that Gemara later. When the Gemara says eretz yipsiko inyan, and you don't say gimel brachas if you had chita b'sar v'gefen atein avrim and all the other things. You don't say gimel brachas, but maybe alo eitz, maybe ala michyos deraisa. What are you saying? No, eretz yipsiko inyan, it's legamri b'dirabon. So our Gemara, the whole time till you get to the last line, El Svaruhu, till they finally back out and they say it's only the Rabbanan. But the whole time they're working as if it's a Din Deraisa. So on the second wide line, the Gemara says, El Adiyalat Lam Shivas Aminim. So what do you mean Shivas Aminim? So the Gemara seems to be assuming, unless they mean Shivas Aminim, according to that Tana who says you have to say Gimel Brachas, whose opinion is not accepted. Maybe that's what it means. But it doesn't say. It doesn't say. The Pashtus perhaps is that even a Machlok is a Rishan. Half of the Rishanim hold that even according to the opinion that's accepted, that you don't say Gimel Brachas when you have Shivas Aminim, but Aloeitz for Prihoitz and Alamichi, Alakalkal, and so on is also their rice. It's also their rice. That's Rishan. How do you read this line in the Gemara? The Alam Shivas Aminim. Gemara means according to that Tana who holds that all Shivas Aminim require Gimel Brachas. So the Gemara means even the Halach that we don't accept that opinion, you can still learn from Shivas Aminim because the Mayen Shavash is their rice. Ain't shalvish is there. Rabbi Yosei points out he has a tshuva. He always quotes from Achrayim. So he quotes from Achrayim. Even if one will assume, let's say a guy just has three cookies, he's really hungry, but all he has is three cookies. So no, he says no one's going to say that alamichi is their rice. Let's say a guy has a couple of grapes. A fistful of a tiny little bit of kazayis of raisins. He's starving. All he has is raisins. You're going to say that aloeitz v'prihoitz is their rice. Because even according to those who show him hold that the me'ein sholish is their rice, it's only their rice if you had kadei sviya. It can't be more chomer than bread. It can't be more chomer than bread. So even if it would be their rice, l'chor it's only their rice if you had kadei sviya. Otherwise it's going to be a suffix brachot. We usually assume that you don't have kedei sviya from all of these fruits, so the bracha achrayna is usually going to be the rabbana. The me'ein shalosh is usually going to be the rabbana. And the Gemara seems to be assuming that at least there's one tana who's of the opinion that the bracha on the shivus aminim is deraisa. Either the tana who says that you say all the gimel brachas, or the even la'alocha that you only say me'ein shalosh, that's deraisa. So the Gemara says, okay, so once you have the Shivas Aminim, not all the Shivas Aminim are Karev Agabi Hamzbeah. So you can't restrict it only to Zayas. So then the Gemara still says, Ma the Shivas Aminim, that the Chai Bebikurim. So how can you learn out from the Shivas Aminim to anything else? That's a Pircha. Maybe the din that the Torah requires a bracha is only on such a food that's Karev as Bikurim. Whatever is not Karev as Bikurim is not. So the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion. The Gemara says, in any way, you only see bracha achrayna, you don't see bracha rishayna. And the kalvachayma that we said, kishuhu saveya mevarach, kishuhu roev lakoshkein, it's not so convincing, the kalvachayma. The Gemara finally comes to the conclusion, the whole thing is drabon. It's not a bona fide rush. The whole thing is only an asmachta. Rabbi Akiva said, you learn out from the pasuk. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Mikan Amar Rabbi Akiva aslam shiitim klum kadishim varach. It's not a drush at their eyes. It's an asmachta mid drabon. That's the Gemara. Then the Gemara continues. What a kolanenim and olam hazeh b'la bracha on the first very wide line. Mo'al, my takanti, what should he do? Yelech etzal chacham. Frag the Gemara, what's the chacham going to help him do? If he got a ticket for speeding, so you go to someone good and they'll fix the ticket for you. What can the chacham do? If you violated an aver, you ate food with that thing about what's the chacham? Chacham ayavidle. What did the Chacham do to fix it over here? Mara says, no. Yelech etz Chacham eikar yelam dena brachas. They should liyavili demila. You should go learn Hilchas brachas in advance before you eat any food. To learn Hilchas brachas to make sure that you know how to say the brachas. Okay. Maybe we'll start tomorrow from the Gemara Lamed Beis. Rav Chanina Bar Papa, 10 lines into Lamed Hamed Beis.